Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We're 2 days out from the anniversary of the revolution that created the Constitutional Republic, which for all intents and purposes, this may be one of the last true 4th of Julys we have when there is even any vestige, any sliver, any crumbs or scraps of this nation's sovereignty that is left intact. It's very, very sad to see the Republic falling. So I want to, today, later in the show, and tomorrow, I will be live. Seems like everybody I know is in other businesses are shut down the day before 4th of July, I guess because the 4th doesn't fall during the week. But we will be live here tomorrow. And I want to discuss some today and open the phones up. What the Constitutional Republic means to you versus living under a global corporate empire, a global corporate tyranny, a world government administered by a bunch of control freak eugenicists. And how do we restore the Republic? 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And we'll take calls in this hour, the second hour, the third hour, the fourth hour. You know, I normally have Wayne Madsen on every 2-4 months, but lately he's been coming on every few weeks because he's breaking so many huge news stories. And I've also found over the years that Wayne is a very good source. In fact, I've never seen him be wrong on a host of issues. And he called the fact day one that the swine flu was manufactured. That's now mainstream media even admitting that. And just a lot of other big reports that he's broken. He went on Russia Today again, and he's actually a contributor on. He's a contributor on quite a few different TV programs here in the United States and worldwide, and talked about a secret document he's seen, a source he's talked to, confirming that Taliban were brought into the United States-controlled areas of Iraq to kill U.S. forces. Now, that sounds just absolutely amazing. It sounds like wild baloney. It sounds like, well, more than baloney, it sounds like BS. There's just no other word to describe it. But it's not when you know the history and the facts. So I called him this morning on short notice. He gets off the subway in about 30 minutes. He's in D.C., and he'll join us via cell phone for about 10 minutes to break this down. And then I got Paul Watson coming on, because my film Terror Storm, made in 2006, Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, happens to have the government documents and mainstream news articles. Mainstream news articles admitting that British SAS, or the Armed Special Air Services of MI6, their frontline covert commandos, Delta Force is the same strata, the Delta Force squadrons here in the United States are the U.S. doppelganger or copy of the British model. The Israelis imitate the British SAS as well. That's kind of the mark to meet in special forces in intelligence, saboteur hit team commandos. We're caught machine gunning Iraqi troops, U.S. troops, sniping at British troops in fake beards. And I want to go over the scores of confirmed cases where the United States, Israel, Germany, England, and others have been caught staging terror attacks against our own forces. If you have a son or daughter killed in Iraq, there's a very good chance they were blown to bits by CIA.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For some stations that just joined us, it of course is Thursday, July 2nd, 2009. Coming up, we've got investigative journalist Wayne Madsen popping in again today, dealing with Taliban al-Qaeda being shipped in to Iraq to kill U.S. troops and other coalition forces as a pretext to keep U.S. military forces in Iraq. This has actually been confirmed by the Times of London and London Guardian that British SAS, Special Air Services, was caught attacking and killing Iraqi forces, coalition forces. And so we'll be breaking all of that down, this history of the war machine even staging military attacks against itself when there are none. See, their war machine business has to have wars. And so they go out and create the enemies. They come out and finance the terrorists. This is not my opinion. Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI, AP, you can just Google, you can just search engine, fake al-Qaeda, or Israel-founded Hamas, and you'll be reading Jewish newspapers. This is not Alex Jones saying this. Now, there are real terror groups. That's why they founded Hamas, to counterbalance Hezbollah, playing the Shiite off against the Sunni off against the Shiite. the Muslim extremist Wahhabist are the favorites of British intelligence. They've been working with them for hundreds of years out of what is Saudi Arabia today. The British government set up the House of Saudi, famous case of Lawrence of Arabia, but they were there hundreds of years before that working with them. They're in the key caravan routes. This is how empires work. And many of the Muslim extremists out on jihadi, when they blow themselves up, have no idea it's all part of the great game. But they're being handled by imams that are actually on British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, Israeli intelligence payroll. But this is how the cloak and dagger sophistication operates. This is where these religious zealots, useful idiots, come in handy. So they've used the Muslim extremists to attack the Serbs. When the Serbs defended themselves, they were demonized internationally and then invaded and blown to bits and a new government installed. And I'm not taking sides on Muslim, Croat, Serb. I'm simply stating admitted fact. I always get threats from Croats and Muslims when I talk about the Serbs defending themselves. I mean, the Serbs certainly ran around and engaged in ethnic cleansing as well. But if you look at the UN's own numbers, they admit the Croats killed more Serbs than Serbs killed Croats. But I'm not Croat, I'm not Serb. Okay? I don't have a dog in this fight, as they say, a dog in the hunt. I'm just stating facts. They use the KLA, CIA-funded congressional reports. Alphonse D'Amato's Senate report admits all of this on record. They used the Muslim extremists, the Wahhabist jihadis brought in 79 to attack the Russian-backed government in Afghanistan on record. Brzezinski wrote a book last year bragging about it. We talked about it before. He'd blabbed. They're proud of themselves. Of course, he also brags how the U.S.-funded Pol Pot that killed 3 million people, 30% of the population in Cambodia. I mean, this is absolutely sickening, disgusting behavior that is going on. And they use the Muslim extremists to overthrow nations or destabilize nations in Africa, in Asia. They have CIA front newspapers put out Muhammad cartoons making fun of him with a bomb on his head and other things, and then hype up a few controlled Muslim groups to start the riots. The Euro trash then all get out in the streets and riot right along with it. Then Europe gets Muslim-phobe and Islam-phobe and goes along with crackdown police state systems. They bring in Sarkozy, but don't stop pumping in the Muslims at record rates. It's a dialectic. They control both sides. They control the synthesis. So that is coming up with Wayne Madsen and Paul Watson in T-minus about 16 minutes here today. And Kurt Nimmo wrote a great story 2 days ago when this was first on Russia Today, and I kind of missed it. Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes write so many great articles that I miss some of them. So I hope you don't miss them every day up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But here is the story that Kurt did. Paul Watson's beefing it up kind of with some of the history of all the mainstream media admissions, government admissions of, oh, yeah, the SAS was out staging as terrorists, shooting coalition forces and bombing coalition forces dressed up like Muslims with fake beards and turbans on their heads. They got caught doing it, and then British troops attacked the official Iraqi jail run by the coalition, killing a bunch of people to get them out. So we'll go over some of that report coming up. It's titled Madsen, Taliban Imported to Conduct False Flag Terrorism in Iraq. And that's a good headline, but to really get people's attention in the full magnitude, I would have said U.S. government importing Taliban to Iraq to kill U.S. troops. See, get it through your head, folks. These are totally ruthless people that run things, and they take our farm boys and our inner city boys and well-meaning patriotic Americans that love the red, white, and blue and get a tear in their eye when they hear the Star-Spangled Banner in all of our country's great history, and you're used by these corporate slugs who try to one-up each other on how much they hate this country and hate sovereignty. And the very group using you to take over the world is destroying our liberties and freedoms here on the home front. And I know a lot of you driving along in your cars right now are hearing this for the first time, but I know if you've been in Iraq, that it's called a rumor with the troops that the intelligence agencies are running attacks on you. There's no rumor. In fact, there have been mainstream articles where the Marines and the Army have caught spooks from the U.S., Israel, and England staging attacks. And there have been hundreds of cases in the news when U.S. forces catch Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Iraq, attacking U.S. troops and British troops and others, and then they're told to release them. In fact, Paul, I know you're listening right now. Let's create like a master article, even if it's just links. Give us that Financial Times of London and AP. Well, one headline was Airlift of Evil 2002. Newsweek also did a report, but whitewashed it and said, oh, yeah, tens of thousands of Taliban and Al-Qaeda cream, the cream leadership, flown out to safety into Pakistan to then build an army to menace the Pakistani government to bring it down. Then they're going to move them into Kashmir. Then they're going to move them into India. They are the shock brigade of the New World Order. Well paid. They're warlord leaders, paid in gold, paid in diamonds, just live in giant palaces built all over Afghanistan and Pakistan now. That's been in the news. They're running the opium as well, and they are the force to take over Central Asia. They are the great sword of the New World Order, the scimitar. And so they're moved as a rook, as a key piece on the table, I would say more important than a rook, almost a queen. Like they really are a queen. They can move with that of any piece. They move in Eastern Europe. They move in Central Europe. They move in Far Asia. They move in Africa. They move in Central Asia. And they were flown out to safety. I just keep remembering all these mainstream admissions, but all hidden in plain view like it's no big deal. About U.S. Special Forces colonels and generals angry. Taliban generals paid in gold. Special Forces catch them in the caves. Catch them attacking U.S. forces. They come out with their hands up. The CIA orders the drones not to attack. Orders the Predators not to attack. Orders the Reapers not to attack. They come out, hands up. They're taken to the base. They're loaded on C-130s with giant chest of gold and cash and diamonds. And flown out to destabilize the next country. The black op force of hell. And this is the big, dirty secret that gets the globalists hopping mad at me. This is when I get the death threats, is when I talk about this. They can't stand you learning about it. Over and over again. Look at the White House 2.5 years ago, 2007. 3 years after we broke the news and then New Yorker magazine reported on it. But we were the first to talk about it. Remember? Remember what happened? 4 different terrorist groups, 3 of them Wahhabist, Al-Qaeda, out of Iraq and Saudi Arabia, officially funded by the CIA, inside Iran, blowing up school bus, attacking schools, bombing mosques, bombing dams, trying to get the Iranians to start a fight in Iraq across the border where Al-Qaeda sits. We've listed the groups, the names. Then the White House came out and said, yeah, we're using these groups to destabilize Iran with military strikes. They're backed up by U.S. Special Forces inside the country marking targets. Al-Qaeda openly working, and the number 3 in Al-Qaeda, their commander. Meanwhile, we told you in 2002 in Road to Tyranny that they would then, in Afghanistan, grab innocent 14-year-old goat herders and take them to Abu Ghraib, take them to Camp X-Ray, take them to other black sites for torture. Meanwhile, real Taliban and Al-Qaeda sit there in armored fortresses waging their war against the Pakistani government. They are the knife the globalists hold to the throat of the Pakistani government. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Other news straight ahead, then we'll get back into this key subject.
cash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with the syndicated radio transmission. Coming up at the start of the next segment. Thank you for joining us today. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. In fact, 9 to 1 a.m. I keep forgetting we added a fourth hour a year ago. That's not my fault, though, ladies and gentlemen. You do a radio show from 11 to 2 for 11 years, and then you add another hour, you keep forgetting. Wonder how many years it'll take me to stop saying 9 to midnight, 9 to 1 a.m. Central. And that's just re-aired on the network. It's restreamed continually at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. And don't forget the free podcast right there on the site as well. Look, I know it's painful for a lot of veterans and people to hear me come on air and say that Taliban and Al-Qaeda work for the U.S. government. It is all hidden in plain view. AP, Reuters, Times of London, London Guardian, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI, and Paul Watson is putting a master link article up in the next few minutes at prisonplanet.com, and he will be on with us to talk about it. But it's just like people that can't believe that Madoff, the news is now reporting, stole $171 billion. I kept saying the real numbers we were getting were over $100 billion, not $50 billion. Well, the feds, I guess that's the right hand of Madoff, the left hand stole it, now it goes back to the right hand of the Madoff types. $171 billion plus is what's been grabbed out of his assets. Oh, I thought it was only $50 billion in a Ponzi scheme. See, he's kind of the fall guy. I would imagine we'll hear that Madoff has cancer soon. And that's why they've decided to, you know, for his family and the globalist and the New World Order friends he has, that he'll take the hit for the team. And our guests have said that the money's been fenced out of the United States from the stupid slaves that invested, as they think of us, to offshore banks. But I'm sorry, I have to correct. The media was saying $50 billion, and we said more like $100 billion. I'm sorry, $171 billion. But see, they got to say $50 billion so you never get paid back, see? There's plenty of money for the investors, but you're not going to get it. If you get anything, you're going to get sent to a forced labor camp. How's that sound? See, the bankers are bankrupting everything by design. They've stolen $14.8 trillion, and we haven't got new numbers in 2 months. 7 months into the bailout, it was $14.8 trillion, and it'll probably be $20 trillion next time we hear. Next time they release the numbers, I'm just throwing it out there. You know, $20 trillion, what, 19.7, 20.1 trillion? I don't know. It's $14.8 trillion 2 months ago. But we're online now to hear, and of course they'll say, we won't say where the $14.8 trillion or $20 trillion or whatever it's going to be went. They're online every time we get the numbers for it to be 12 months out from the October 3rd takeover, for it to be $26 trillion. But we know it's $14.8 trillion last time they told us. But they tell Congress, sit down, shut up, we're not telling you where the money is. And if you get too uppity, we'll just stage a nuke attack. In fact, I've got that clip coming up later. On Glenn Beck, he has the quote, Bin Laden hunter. Yes, it's kind of like hunting for your pocket watch in your pocket. Isn't it, globalist? Isn't it, spooks? So we're going to play that later. Glenn Beck. Yes, it would be, if America isn't nuked, Al-Qaeda will get us. America will fall. Kind of like, we should pull up the clips of the five big TV generals still secretly on Pentagon payroll that came out. I told you beforehand they were on payroll, clearly. Meeting with Rumsfeld going, if we don't have another big attack, we're not going to get this mission done. And you know it, Rumsfeld. Yeah, 9/11 sure helped us. I wonder what we need to do. I mean, they are 1 millimeter from on tape saying, let's hit these bastards again. That'll teach them to submit to us. In fact, maybe Watson should add that to this Taliban Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government story. Because this is right out in plain view. And now, all over the press club, there's sources saying to Madsen and others that troops continue to catch him over there. The troops are wise to it. But it's confirmed this is going on. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv. Going to give you a big 3.5 hours live today on this Thursday. And then I'll be live tomorrow. Look, we got to stop being suckers, folks. The people running our country don't care about our sovereignty. In fact, they hate it and want to get rid of it. Comprende?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
We are live simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, the syndicated radio transmission from our studios here in Austin, Texas. We will be live coming up Friday, the day before the 4th of July, and I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. for the abbreviated transmission, as we do every Sunday, Central Standard Time. The next month or so, I'm going to move out of the Emma studios into these studios on Sunday, so we can also simulcast live at PrisonPlanet.tv. For all of the viewers out there, I want to go ahead now and go to a clip of Wayne Madsen on Russia Today, 2 days ago, making what on the surface sounds like an outlandish claim that Taliban slash Al-Qaeda is being shipped in from Afghanistan to kill U.S. forces and engage in crisis creation in Iraq. But did you know that the Times of London and others have admitted that British SAS was caught dressed up like Taliban attacking Iraqi and U.S. and British forces back in 2006. That's in my film, Terror Storm. So I want to go over some of that history today. But here is Wayne Madsen on Russia Today.
investigative journalist in the United States claims American intelligence sent Afghan mercenaries into Iraq in order to attack the country's civilians and military personnel. Wayne Madsen says the Afghans were recruited from Taliban ranks and were paid for their services. Wayne Madsen joins us now live from Washington, D.C. Mr. Madsen, you were putting your head way above the parapet here. These are serious allegations that Americans are paying for attacks on their own military personnel. What is your evidence here?
Well, a very credible Western intelligence source who was stationed in Iraq in 2007 reports that during that year, a 40-foot-long tractor trailer was stopped on the Karada Bridge in Baghdad by Iraqi police officers. When they looked in the back of the trailer, they found 30 to 40 Taliban guerrillas who said that they were brought in by the United States to stir up trouble in Iraq, to attack civilians and coalition forces. When the Iraqi police attempted to detain them for further questioning, the U.S. military commanders told them to let them go. In addition to that, I received a two-page list of Iraqi members of the Muqtada al-Sadr Mahdi army who were being supplied with materials to make these improvised explosive devices, these roadside bombs. The list contained their cell phone numbers, their locations. When this list was turned over to U.S. forces to take action, nothing was done because at the time General David Petraeus, the top U.S. military commander in Baghdad, had signed a ceasefire agreement 6 months earlier with Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi army and decided he didn't want to upset that ceasefire by taking action against al-Sadr, and no action was taken. So here we have two cases of the U.S. Basically not only looking the other way but actively participating in this violence by bringing in Taliban guerrillas from Afghanistan.
You're a former naval officer yourself. You've also worked in security. You've got a good idea to the background here. Why would the U.S., though, want to further inflame violence and terrorism in Iraq?
Well, we just have to look at the whole panoply of crimes of the Bush and Cheney administration, everything from torture to the phony intelligence that got us into the war in Iraq, to see that there were geopolitical and oil and energy interests that were preeminent to keep U.S. forces inside Iraq. And what better way than to generate these what are known as false flag terror attacks. Of course, there had never been an entity called Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, but there certainly seemed to have been one that was quite active after U.S. forces occupied the nation. So I believe that this is just a classic false flag terror attack. We know that the U.S. has had a long history with the Taliban going back to the war in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union. Robin Cook, the late British Foreign Secretary, pointed out that Al-Qaeda was nothing more than a CIA database of people who were funders and people, mercenaries that they could use against the Soviet Union, Afghanistan. And so we have a track record here.
Mr. Madsen, you're also claiming that U.S. officials turned a blind eye to attacks they knew were going to happen. You intimated to that earlier. How much of what's going on, then, in your view, do you think is being orchestrated?
I think a lot of it is being orchestrated because the U.S., although the Obama administration is now withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraqi cities, we know that from statements made by top U.S. military commanders that U.S. troops may remain in Iraq for a number of years in these forward operating bases located out of the city. But it looks like the United States has no interest in leaving Iraq.
All right. You can see the rest of it up on Infowars.com or WayneMadsenReport.com or also Russia Today. Now, look, we posted this 2 days ago. Kurt Nemo wrote a story called Madsen, Taliban Imported to Conduct False Flag Terrorism in Iraq. And Kurt wrote a nice story, but kind of a standalone story about Madsen's claims. Ladies and gentlemen, they used radical Muslims to attack the Serbs, the CIA did. They used them to attack the Russians and the Russian-backed government in Afghanistan in 79 to elicit the full invasion, to draw them in. Brzezinski wrote about that in Bragg's. They caught the British SAS in 2006, dressed up like Arabs, shooting at U.S., British, and Iraqi forces in Basra. We're going to put up some photos of them caught with the fake beards. This is admitted. The Israel, Haaretz has the headlines. Israel created fake al-Qaeda, staged fake attacks in Israel as a pretext to end peace deals. This was being done in Iraq, the IEDs, to blame it on Iran. They kept trying to frame Iran, and it kept coming out in the news that it was U.S.-made weapons, the components. Now, I want you to know, if you're listening, there's a good chance there was some real Mujahideen, as they're called, or the military calls them Hajis, trying to kill you in Iraq. But a lot of that was over turf. Most of the killings were al-Qaeda brought in. And they're using the same al-Qaeda out of western Iraq on record. The White House admits this, to attack Iran for the last 5 years, and the White House has admitted that. Number three in al-Qaeda, works for the CIA. So I want to bring Wayne Madsen up, who worked for the NSA and many other federal secretive agencies, syndicated columnist, and writes for some of the biggest publications in the country. I wanted to have him on because he put out stuff that is a new development about basically Hajis being brought in, jihadis being brought in out of Afghanistan, the same group they brought into Pakistan in the airlift of evil after the U.S. took over Afghanistan. That was a stage takeover, 2001. That was in the Times of London. So this is all really hidden in plain view. Wayne Madsen, break down the facts here for us.
Well, I was told by a very credible source that in 2007, a 40-foot-long tractor trailer was stopped on the Karada Bridge in Baghdad. And when the Iraqi police looked in the back, they found about 30 to 40 Taliban fighters from Afghanistan. They said they were brought in by the United States to create mayhem. When the U.S. Forces showed up, they told the Iraqis, let these people go. So here we have again another one of these cases from, like I say, a very credible source. I was also told and shown a list of members of Muqtada al-Sadr's Mehdi army that were constructing these IEDs. And again, nothing was done to shut down this, what was called a bomb-making cell. Again, in the Karada district of Baghdad, the same location where the Taliban were stopped. So we have at least two well-documented cases where U.S. forces interceded to basically look the other way, take no action against...
Well, it's more than that, Wayne.
Right.
I mean, if you're saying they're bringing in Taliban, which has been confirmed separately in the past, and they're using those Wahhabi-connected people out of the west of Iraq to attack the Iranians, you're saying they're also funding Shiite al-Sadr?
Yes, absolutely. Now, that's not to say that Iran's government was involved, but certainly there was an active role by the United States in allowing some of this stuff go on. And, you know, how many U.S. troops and coalition forces, and let's not forget the Iraqi civilians who were killed in these explosions, these car bombs, these roadside bomb attacks.
Why would they want to do this? Why would they want mayhem as a pretext to keep the forces there and then stop the stage bombings and say, oh, look, the surge worked?
Well, of course, what we heard from the people like Cheney and the neocons was we can't pull out because, look, we got al-Qaeda now, called al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, a group that never existed before we got there. I would also note that the neocons and the Bush administration always said that these irregular forces, these insurgents, were coming across from Syria. And I was told by very good sources that they were coming from Saudi Arabia. That was the border that they were crossing, and not Syria. Of course, they needed an excuse to try to hit Damascus and occupy Syria after they did that to Iraq.
Wayne Madsen, this is just adds to the mountain of evidence. I mean, you're an expert on this. Can you go back and talk about with Brzezinski? I mean, he's written two books bragging about it himself, bragging how they use these Wahhabists mainly, but you're saying also Shiites, there's evidence, to always stage events all over the world to destabilize or topple governments. And tie that into what happened in Basra with the SAS caught dressed up as Wahhabists running around shooting at British and Iraqi forces.
Right, and I would also note that today in the Financial Times, Brzezinski's got a column where he's urging Obama to take a tough stance when he meets with the President Medvedev in Moscow very soon. And I would note that we were also behind some of the Chechen guerrillas that were attacking Russian forces in that country. There were links to Turkey, which is a NATO country, and also to Saudi Arabia. So this not only happened in Iraq, but also in Bosnia and in Chechnya. And I was recently told that by another credible source that there are now election monitors in Afghanistan from Bosnia, and some of these people were linked to the Bosnian Muslim forces, some of whom were working quite closely with bin Laden when he was active in that Bosnian civil war. So, you know, we got Bosnians going to Afghanistan, Taliban going to Iraq. It looks like, you know, some people just been playing some pretty bloody games here.
Without getting too much into your sources, I mean, most of this is already mainstream news. This is just another case that you're going over. And I've talked to the troops that have talked about how they catch or kill these Wahhabists and then get in trouble and are told to stop it. And the Marines have caught Israelis and others as well carrying out these type of attacks dressed up like Arabs. But the big question here is, why are you being given more of this information now? Is this coming from military people, intelligence people? Are they angry? Are the troops angry? How many of the troops know that the entire terror threat is basically manufactured?
Well, a lot of them. I think a lot of them do. I would add another to the mix. These private security contractors have gotten a bum rap. Look, in some cases, like with Blackwater, they deserve it. But not all of them are bad people. They stole this firsthand. A lot of these are ex-military active duty types themselves. They saw it, and they're very upset with what's going on now, what they saw, and you know, just the fact that the U.S. looked the other way and in some cases actively promoted this violence.
But, I mean, take the British SAS troops I've got on screen right there. That's Paul's first article at Prison Planet, but it then came out in the Times of London that indeed they were doing this. And they were caught by Iraqi police, and then there was a attack with tanks against the police station to free them. How do you get an SAS officer? I know SAS officers got caught running the IRA and staging a lot of attacks as a pretext to continue the occupation of Ireland. But how do you get U.S. forces, British forces, Israeli forces to bring in Taliban and Al-Qaeda to kill our own troops? I mean, that is just, I guess these are just total sociopaths.
I'm not sure they all are. Some of them obviously didn't know the difference between right and wrong. But let's face it, we know with the torture cases and the murder of detainees, the orders were coming from very high. They were coming out of Cheney's office. They were coming out of Rumsfeld's office. So if you're given an order, you know, you face two options. You either follow the order or you get tagged as a whistleblower, and you may wind up as a victim yourself.
How many Army investigators and Marine investigators just of corruption have been killed?
I lost count. The worst one, of course, was Colonel Ted Westhoving, who was the top ethics professor at West Point, who brought up issues about fraud with a contractor, and they said he shot himself to death right before he was supposed to come back to the United States. I talked to his family, and they told me, they said flat out that did not happen with Colonel Westhoving. But he's just one of many.
Here's the question, Wayne. Are the criminals winning? We know they shipped in tens of billions in cash. They gave privates 30 grand a year. They gave colonels millions a year, generals untold amount to be part of the corruption. Then they said, now do these dirty deeds for no money or we're going to burn you. Has that corruption they tried to work, has that been successful in turning our military into a complete demon force to now be used here domestically?
Well, they prosecuted a few of these con men and these fraudsters, but not many. When you look at the amount of money, when they were kicking around, you know, bundles with $100 bills. We don't know where all that money went, but we know it was billions involved, and we saw no effort to go after the people at the top. The Bernie Madoffs and the Skillings that were involved in this fraud have never really been brought to justice. I've never seen a CEO of one of these contracting organizations, from KBR, Halliburton, to CACI and the rest, prosecuted.
In closing, Wayne, we appreciate you spending time with us. I want you to have a great 4th of July coming up.
You too.
For the Republic. When you get attacked for going on Russia Today and breaking this news, I just want to point out the people attacking are completely ignorant. I mean, it's all over the news, the airlift of evil flying Taliban out to menace Pakistan now to destabilize them. I mean, it is really a open secret that radical jihadis work for the work for the globalists. I mean, what do you say to your critics? They're just ignorant.
Well, listen, if they want to wallow in their ignorance, that's fine. I would say I don't think all of them are ignorant. Some of them are actually, I've felt this all along when I break stories like this. You know, the attacks are coming from the usual suspects, the neocon think tanks, the Soros-funded media outlets. I'm used to it. I got a thick skin when it comes to this. You know, but if people want to be ignorant, that's one thing. But I think a lot of this criticism is coming from people who are just paid disinformation artists and provocateurs.
Well, we know the Intel Center got caught uploading Al Qaeda videos with the Al Qaeda logo in the same video layer as the Intel Center's logo, and these are former black op chiefs from the Pentagon and CIA. I mean, the secret's getting out of who really runs Al Qaeda and who's really killing our people. And I just appreciate your courage, Wayne. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, there goes Wayne Madsen. Paul Watson's doing a big detailed report, kind of the history of this. All mainstream news, but all a piece here, a piece there. He's coming up the next couple segments to run through some of the history of this. Then we're going to open the phones up for all of you out there on this, what feels like a Friday edition, but I'm going to be here live tomorrow, this Thursday edition, second day of July, 2009, PrisonPlanet.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We just got in some new t-shirts. We're just adding more and more because this is a great way to be walking billboards to get the truth out about the globalist takeover and that people are waking up to it and fighting it. And H.R. 1207 now with, what did I hear last night? 249 sponsors. Look at that. Infowars.com. Great new design that Janae Meadows did. Janae's just awesome. Got the Minuteman down in the lower left and right-hand corner. Got the Minuteman down at the bottom. It says Save the USA, Infowars.com. And the country is being captured by the globalists right now. I mean, we really are falling to the New World Order. Look at that. Infowars.com, Minuteman on the back. And it's kind of got that 70s retro look. You cannot beat this design. It's just gorgeous. People ask you about the shirts, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're at it, get the Obama Deception, get Life Inside the Bubble, get Terror Storm, Endgame, all these films, and get them out to everybody, your friends and family. Wake them up. Make a commitment, not like a New Year's resolution, but a 4th of July resolution, to wake up somebody every week, to reach out to somebody every day. So get the books and videos at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, for a couple segments, we're going to have Paul Watson on, then open phones throughout the transmission today, and a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. I told you, it's in the bill, the subsections. People are going over the 1,300 pages. Home inspections. Austin already passed that. They're already having the counties and cities do it. The bastards are going to be in all our houses. And if we don't, they're going to send armed police. They're coming. The control freaks are here. That's the whole carbon tax bill. This is the Soviet Union. But not Soviet Union for the people, as the communists push it. Big bankers making all of us slaves. Paul Watson, you got a big report coming out in the next 30 minutes or so at PrisonPlanet.com, boiling down the history of Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and other Muslim terror groups openly working for the U.S., Israel, and England. And then now more and more confirmed reports added to all the others of special forces aiding and abetting Al-Qaeda and Taliban.
That's right, Alex, and the latest thing that came out on this subject is a former Taliban chief who was allied to the Taliban, the same Taliban tribe that was blamed for the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. He defected from this tribe after he said they were carrying out mosque bombings and killing civilians. And he came out and said that this tribe was working directly with the U.S. intelligence establishment to destabilize Pakistan. And a few days after that, he was shot dead. So this is coming from a former Taliban member who defected because they were carrying out bombings and killing civilians. And he said they were working with the CIA. And he wound up dead a few days later. So that ties into what?
Oh, I forgot about that one that just happened. But we have SAS, British Special Air Services, caught running around with fake beards, machine gunning and bombing troops in Iraq, saying Iran's doing it. I mean, it's wrong to kill our troops. And I know that's not patriotic nowadays to not blow up our own troops. And I'm sorry if the military hates me because I don't want to kill you. I can't believe it's turned into this, Paul.
Well, I mean, We've warned ever since the war began, just after it finished, that the agenda was not to make the country peaceful and stable. It was to create chaos and to balkanize the country and break it up into small pieces. And that's been the plan since the 80s, at least.
And now you're a real expert on this. Stay there. I'm going to come back. I'm going to sit back, watch, and run through the history of how Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and some of the Shiite as well are the sword of the New World Order. More and more I realize they are the key. They're going to use these guys to destabilize and take over the planet. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your phone calls are coming up out the broadcast today. I've got stacks of off-the-chart important news. The feds are going to grab hundreds of parks in California. That state's completely imploding by design. Open home inspections of your houses by the control freak brigades under the Green Bill. They're saying it's going to go ahead and pass the Senate, probably. That's in Bloomberg. All the health care bill, no one's allowed to see it. Obama won't give details. He's been caught lying about everything. It's just getting crazy. Paul Watson continuing with this hidden in plain view that Taliban, Al-Qaeda are used to attack Iran. They're used to attack our troops in Iraq. They're used to attack and destabilize the Pakistanis. They were flown out after the Afghan takeover by the CIA in 2001, 2002. That's on record. The airlift of evil flying them out. The generals getting mad. I mean, when are we going to admit that these Muslim extremists are the pretext to destabilize and take over countries, and then they pull out, and the globalists have a pretext to go in and take things over? That the globalists have bought off these tribal warlords, and that they've got these cult-like followers that'll do whatever they're told in these clans, and if we don't wake up, that they keep using these people to scare us into submission and kill our troops. I mean, this is outrageously asinine that then we're bad for reporting the facts here.
It's amazing, Alex. I mean, it's on the record that these terrorists, these Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call them, they've been moved around the globe since the end of the 70s to every single area where the United States has a war and where the CIA needs their help in destabilizing a country. From the Afghanistan war, they were moved to Bosnia just after the war started in Bosnia in 1992 to help with that campaign. Then after that ended in 95, and following the NATO bombing of Serbia and Yugoslavia in 99, they were hired then to train the KLA, the Kosovo Liberation Army, and the ethnic Albanians.
All on record. None of this is our opinion, folks. Go ahead.
There's a headline out of the National Post, Canada. U.S. supported Al-Qaeda cells during Balkan wars. And that runs through the evidence of how they moved them from Afghanistan to Bosnia to Serbia. And now they've moved them back to Afghanistan and then Pakistan in the time since. So it's like...
And then meanwhile, all these David Horowitz neocons get up and say, give up all your rights, Al-Qaeda will get you. They all know good and well. This is such a sick joke how on the chessboard this key piece is used to menace everybody into going along with the New World Order.
That's right. They're the pawns of the New World Order on the chessboard. You've got Iran, which is another situation altogether. In the covert black operation, which was put in place to destabilize Iran and achieve regime change, this was leaked in 2007. It was announced that the CIA would be funding the Iranian militant group Jundullah, which has carried out terrorist attacks in Iran to destabilize Iran. This group was formally headed by the alleged, obviously we know he wasn't the mastermind, but he was one of the patsies, the alleged 9/11 mastermind, the person that the US government says masterminded 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He was the leader of this organization, and now the CIA is funding it to carry out attacks in Iran. Notably, an attack on May 29th, right before this whole controversy about the Iranian election happened, where a mosque was bombed in Iran that killed 25 people, and it turned out that Jundullah were behind it.
All right, stay there. Let's do five more minutes and finish up with this on the other side, then your phone calls. Paul Watson, he's the editor and chief over at PrisonPlanet.com. He's with us, and he's doing a big master article about all this. It'll be up the next hour, where it just shows the mainstream news, CIA's admission. This is a fact. Al-Qaeda is New World Order.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Even if you're a good old boy who's been in black ops and staged terror attacks to beat the commies 30, 40 years ago, you should know things are out of control. The looting, the stealing, the grabbing the pension funds, the killing our own troops, hiring Al-Qaeda, using them in the Balkans in the early 90s and the late 90s against Serbia, using them in Africa, using them against the Russians in 79, staging the attacks to bring them in to get the war going. Brzezinski brags. Russia didn't invade. It was started with them. We get hit on 9/11. They have the staged attacks. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda would tell young people get in the front line. Then the U.S. would shell the front lines and not the main emplacements, and the troops wondered why. Then they would go pick up the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, pay them. The troops all witnesses. This was in San Francisco Chronicle, Times of London, headline, Airlift of Evil. That Google Airlift of Evil flying Taliban out to safety, I know Paul's doing a story, but let's put that original Times of London up for people. All flown out over the mountains into Pakistan. They'd done their job of playing the part of boogeymen. Now they start the new attack on the Pakistani government to destabilize it, to where anytime the globalists want, they can overthrow that nation and have a crisis, then to menace India and China. So it's the grand chessboard, and Brzezinski and others write books bragging how they're doing this. This is all public. It's very, very funny to them. Now, Paul, you were going through some of the latest history of this and some of the other points in a big article. Do you know the title of this master article you're going to put out? When I say master article, it's going to have kind of the whole history in there, kind of a lexicon or encyclopedia of this. When is that going up today at prisonplanet.com?
It's going to go up as soon as I've had my dinner, Alex.
Okay, good.
It's taking a while to put together.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to sit back for 5 minutes. Start at the beginning, because you've been interrupted a few times by breaks. Start at the beginning of what Al-Qaeda, Taliban are used for worldwide, who they are, and just run through the gamut of what they're doing. And then that data article will be up there I know it's already midnight over there where you're at, so it'll be up there about, I guess, 1 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time about, go ahead. No, actually, I guess it'll be up about 7 or 8 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. Go ahead.
Well, it's 6:10 now, so yeah, probably about 8 o'clock. Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, all these groups, and it's not all one group. Obviously, Al-Qaeda is a Western creation, the name is, but all these Sunni extremist terrorist groups are the pawns of the New World Order. They're moved around the global chessboard to the different countries where the New World Order wants to destabilize governments and initiate regime change. It's funny, because there's a board game called The War on Terror, which has come out in the last few years. And in the game, you can play as the New World Empire, and you have to maneuver terrorists around on this map of the world, and you can only invade countries where your terrorists are on the border of that country, so you have to move them into that country.
So they're even throwing it in our face with that huge board game being promoted all over TV with ads. You're saying even in that, it's the New World Order Empire, and Al-Qaeda is the fiery sword of absolute victory.
You hire the Al-Qaeda and move them into different countries. But it's based on fact, because we've just mentioned from being in Afghanistan to fight the Soviets, they then moved them into Bosnia in 92 to fight that war. After that, they were moved into Serbia, Yugoslavia to fight that war and to train the KLA. The Albanians were trained in Afghanistan by Osama bin Laden with the help of the CIA. That's on the record. And then after that, they were moved back into Afghanistan for the attack after 9/11. And now they've been moved into Pakistan. And along the line, you see the fingerprints of their activities. Also, they're in Iran under the auspices of Jundullah, which was announced in the 2007 White House program to destabilize Iran, that they would be funding Jundullah, which is an Iranian militant terrorist group formerly led by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And in fact, just yesterday, in an Iranian court case, a guy called Abdul Hamid Righi, who was described as a senior member of the Jundullah terrorist group, confessed in court that the group, quote, had been trained and financed by the US and the Zionists. So he's there admitting in court that they're getting funding from the CIA and Israel, and that was announced by the White House itself. So it's not as if it's some kind of confession obtained from torture. He's saying it in an Iranian courtroom.
Yeah, let's be clear. Israeli papers admit this. British papers, U.S., none of this is even our opinion.
No, and then you've got the Taliban, the former Taliban member, the defector, saying that he got out because he found out it was all being run by the CIA and Israel, and that they were killing civilians in order to destabilize countries. He got out, he said that, and 3 days later he was shot dead. So you've got defectors coming out, you've got members coming out and saying this. And then you have the actual events that have their fingerprints all over them. The mosque bombing in Iran on May 29th, just before the election controversy in Iran. You've got the Samarra mosque bombing in Iraq in February 2006, which had all the fingerprints of an inside job.
Well, no, that was in mainstream news that U.S. and British forces went in for hours, wired the building in front of everybody, and blew it up and said Al-Qaeda did it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, even Ray McGovern said that it was obvious that they did it, basically. And for what reason? I mean, you've got this propaganda about Iraqis regaining their sovereignty just because some U.S. troops have pulled out of the cities, which, by the way, if there's any kind of emergency, all the Iraqi puppet government does is ask them for help and they come right back in. You've got at least 55 fully operational military bases, U.S. military bases throughout the whole country. You've still got 130,000 U.S. military personnel that will remain. And the top commanders have said on the record that even after the supposed full withdrawal date, which is set to be sometime in 2011, that they're not going anywhere. Of course they're not going to pull out. They've captured the country. It's a launch pad for their future wars. And they need it to be unstable to a certain extent to give them justification to remain.
And that was always the public plan. You know, you have the public plan for the military, not really public to the general public, though it's declassified, that they plan to use it and always stay there and break it in three regional parts controlled by a U.S.-controlled central government, and now they just move on down the chessboard, and if Americans need to be angry and think we need to stay there, they'll blow up a few U.S. troops with the imaginary guys with big beards and turbans who openly are brought in by the government. I mean, it's sick.
Yeah, and they'll create media events to reinforce it in people's minds that it's a black and white situation, that it's good guys and bad guys, like this U.S. soldier that's supposedly being captured today by the Taliban, when the Taliban are working with the U.S. to do all this. I mean, you've also got the MKO, the Mujahideen Khalq organization, which was trained in Iraq and is now being used by the CIA in Iran and was used with these recent riots and protests to radicalize that.
Well, that's my point, is the White House is on record funding Wahhabi al-Qaeda, number three in al-Qaeda, to attack Iran. And they think our public's so dumb, they say Iran is al-Qaeda and attacking Iraq, when Iran's a Shiite system, the opposite of al-Qaeda, the opposite of Wahhabis, the opposite of Sunni. And they're on record with British SAS staging terror attacks. And in the Times of London, caught attacking bases in Basra. And it's just on record, this is all staged. And the public needs to understand that.
It's tough, though, Alex, when a good portion of them don't even know who the vice president is to explain all these things, isn't it? I mean, that's what benefits the Anglo-American establishment in all this. People can only understand it in black and white terms. So,
well, Paul, where are they, from your study, planning to use their al-Qaeda brigades to destabilize areas? We know they want Pakistan under their control. They're menacing a legitimate government. When the president was being confronted on NBC, the president of Pakistan a few weeks ago, we played the clip here, the reporter said, why are you funding al-Qaeda and Taliban? The guy laughed. He said, they've always worked for you. You've got them trying to overthrow our government right now. How dare you? And the reporter kind of just shut up and looked embarrassed, because the reporters all know this. This is such a sick joke. They use these people in Serbia, in Africa, in Asia, just all over the place. They use them here to take all our liberties and freedoms. And on record, they're being protected by the U.S. government. And the biggest piece of evidence is the airlift of evil, AP, London Guardian, UPI, flying them out at the end of the Afghan takeover 2002. Generals would catch them. And they'd say, oh, they actually work for us. And the CIA would order them paid, put on C-130s, and flown out to Pakistan. And no, you guys put another Times of London article up. That's a 2007 about rendition. The headline is Airlift of Evil. Paul will have it in his story. Go ahead.
Close MSNBC.
It. Yeah, MSNBC's got it too. Try MSNBC Airlift of Evil. Go ahead, Paul. Closing comments on this.
Well, as everyone seems to say, the ultimate goal is to get on the border with China. And China was concerned that that would be done through the U.S. supporting South Korea in attacking North Korea, but they've already got their terrorists in Pakistan, which is bordered with China, albeit in the Tibetan region, but it's bordered with China. So the CIA's already got their, you know, their men on the border with China, and that could be the next
destabilization campaign in the next 10 years or so after they've wrapped up Pakistan and Iran, which is their current theater of operations, obviously.
And human life means nothing. To the globalists, it's all cold-blooded. How do we win? Oh, we blow up our own troops and say the Muslims did it, so we have a pretext to stay there. And the troops go, I love the government killing me. It's freedom. And, we need to get this information out to people. Well, great job, Paul. And, again, we'll be looking for that article up at PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I can imagine a headline. Western governments funding al-Qaeda to kill U.S. troops. The history of radical Muslims working for the West to destabilize planet. I think that'd be a good headline. We'll come back. Go to your phone calls. Big news blitz coming up. Got another guest in the next hour. We'll look at Texas independence. It's really starting to gain steam. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Thank you.
can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for
all right,
a long time.
All right, this is the short segments. I'm going to try to get at least two of your calls now and a whole bunch coming up in the next couple of long segments. I got a ton of news here, but I'm going to get to that later. I always love the wild card of taking your phone calls and different issues and news items you bring up. Let's go to Stuart in Australia, then Chris, Phyllis, Steve, Alex, and others. Stuart from Australia, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you going?
Good, welcome.
I just wanted to say you do a great job. I've been listening to you for a long time. I just wanted to get into a bit of news that's going on in Australia. Basically, if people go to the abc.net catalyst, they'll find that Australians are actually making a universal flu vaccine. And they even bloat that it will actually cause a massive immune response. And I've talked to Dr. Carly about it, and she's looking into it. But there's a
yeah,
video
I saw
there
that story. How are they going to have a universal flu vaccine that they force everybody to take? And they're also saying it's not just universal injection. They're claiming that they have some new vaccines that are master vaccines, or you're going to have to take three vaccines. But then they admit it's already mutated. It doesn't even protect you, but they're going to forcibly inject you. I mean, it just makes no sense unless you know it's about eugenics and there's something else in there they want to put into you.
Yeah, well, they say that, like, they even say that it's virtually, like, it's not even able to do anything, vaccines. They don't even actually create the immune response to fix it. And then they say later on that this will, like, taking this will give you the immune response. So, you know, they pretty much cancel each other out, you know.
It's amazing. It's now the last 7 years and counting that they admit that they got the flu vaccine wrong. That is, they try to guess how it's going to mutate and put kind of a spectrum of different mutations in there and hope that it gives you some type of immunity. Then they admit it. They haven't gotten it right. It doesn't even protect you. And then you can look at all the studies. In fact, Google it for folks on screen at prisonplanet.tv. Flu vaccine Alzheimer's. And you'll see all the articles and studies where it doubles or triples or quadruples, depending on how many different flu shots you get, getting Alzheimer's. And now they're saying every school child mandatory to take flu shots every year. And then Obama says three flu shots every year when three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. And suddenly all these young people are getting juvenile Alzheimer's. And they go, that's normal. You're senile now. You're 12. You know, you're not able to remember your mommy's name now. That's what old age is. It's all part of the eugenics. Yeah, there it is. All the mainstream news. Flu shots linked to Alzheimer's and other flu facts. We'll go over some, but there it is on screen for you. Thank you, caller from Australia. Just take the shots. You won't remember anybody anymore if you take enough of them, and you can just die of brain damage. How's that sound? That would be to prove you love the government and everything's fine. Everything's normal. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Regarding the term interdependence that Barack Obama used on June 4th in Cairo, Egypt, he used it in the context of world order. And the term interdependence, most people don't understand. It was written about by the CFR, the Trilateral Commission.
I've got to be honest. I'm having real trouble understanding what you're saying.
Pardon me.
Chris?
Yes, it was the CFR, Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger. They've all written about interdependence as a pretext of the solution to international conflicts. So what Obama said on June 4th in Egypt, he said, quote, given our interdependence, any world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will inevitably fail. So whatever we think of the past, we must not be prisoners of it. Our problems must be dealt with through partnership. Progress must be shared, end quote. And the idea that they write about is that if they can make the regional bloc governments specialize in a certain industry or area, then they won't be able to, or an oligarch, for example, or home rule won't be as likely to succeed. So that's the pretext that they use to fight international conflicts, is that if they impose the interdependence, then, well, these nations won't be sovereign or likely to...
That's right. They've got to make everybody weak. They've got to have little wars with each other so nobody gets strong. Because if you have a strong Iraq, a strong Serbia, a strong Pakistan, they might actually be able to have sovereignty and make their own decisions. But if we can hire Al-Qaeda to go destabilize them, then they can fall apart. Really great point. Anything else, Chris? Okay, thank you, Chris. Glad you got off the speakerphone, because we really want to be able to hear you guys. Phyllis, Stephen, Alex, Chris, and others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break, right here on GCN.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Beck had the CIA operative, the supposed Al-Qaeda hunter, on. And they said a nuke needs to go off in America to get the American people's attitude straight about the world empire. Here they are admitting the motive to stage 9-11 in your face. We have all these top generals on record saying, we sure need another 9-11. That sure helped us. And those neocons, those headlines a few years ago about we need another 9/11 now. People ask, well, why would they stage a terror attack? Well, why would Hitler firebomb his own Reichstag to declare martial law a few months after being elected in February 27th, 1933? Why would they attack their own military base at Gliwice to blame it on the Poles? It's called a frame-up, folks. And if they'll hire Taliban and Al-Qaeda to attack U.S. forces, that's on record confirmed, then they'll do anything. So that's coming up as well. Also, I want to show a video, and I'll break it down for the radio audience coming up later in the next hour. NASA has released satellite images and done a composite of the Arctic and Antarctic ice from 1979 on, from satellite. And it, in the summer, it gets small. In the winter, it gets big. It does this. Gets big, gets small, gets big, gets small. But see, Al Gore goes and shows, you know, video footage of glaciers falling in the Arctic or Antarctic and says, look, it's melting. They're icebergs. Yes, there were icebergs a million years ago, too. There were icebergs that hit the Titanic. It wasn't global warming. They break off every year. See, it rains on the land and builds up. Then that has pressure on it. The glaciers slide out as it warms each year in the spring and summer, and then that breaks off into the ocean. And then Al Gore says, look, the polar bear is drowning. He's out on a iceberg. He broke away, and he's going to die. No, they swim out to those and hunt seals. And they've had to admit now that polar bears are the best land animal swimmer. This is not a conspiracy theory. They're counting on you to be stupid. They treat you like you're very dumb. You're not stupid. You don't have to get pimp gamed here and scammed anymore. You can stop being a fool. But they teach the children in school the polar bears are dying and drowning, and they cry. It's all over TV. Every time I watch a nature show, I seem to see about the polar bears drowning. Folks, the polar bear numbers have gone from 30-something thousand to 44,000 just in North America. They're all over the place. The archaeology shows their numbers go up when it gets warmer. But I'm going to cover that next hour. I said I'd take your calls. It's just, I'll assure you, ladies and gentlemen, they can swim. I'll assure you icebergs are normal. No, that's hard to believe. I'm surprised they're saying seals are drowning, too. I mean, seals swim. Dolphins swim. I know that's hard to believe right now. All right, let's go ahead here. A little bit of satire, folks. But the public, I mean, it's not satire. The public believes they can't swim. Phyllis in Detroit, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I had a question, or a couple questions. When do you think they're going to implement the full Volunteer Service Act? And how can we resist our children?
Well, they passed the Give Act, but took out the provisions where it said absolute mandatory service when you get out of high school for a year in a new paramilitary force, as the White House Chief of Staff on record says it will be in uniform. But it still says they're set up the board to prepare compulsory service, and they've got a bunch of other bills. I was looking at this just Monday for a film I'm making. I saw six different new bills, or was it, it was six, because I got a folder out there with them. That say compulsory service, just like they have the Hate Crimes Act and the Cyberbullying Act with the exact same language about if something hurts someone's feelings, the feds come arrest you. In fact, I'll read that since I mentioned it in a moment. And so it's going on now. They have city year. They have year up. They have the kids at public schools everywhere must go work before and after school and during school. They don't get taught reading, writing, arithmetic. They go and they plant gardens as service for the school to sell the food, as if the schools don't have enough money. It's like China, where they go to work in the fireworks factories or in the textiles. They're now introducing service means you're a slave to them, not you go down and help people at the soup kitchen. So that's going on. And so it's happening.
The hate crime, wasn't that initially started by the militant homosexuals?
Yes.
To silence people?
Yes. They see, the way this is always phrased, whether you're for that or not, it's best to approach the debate from, it's always about oh, we need freedom to do what we want. Well, people then, if you disagree with them, you know, even unpopular speech, it's people's right to, you know, say if you do that, you're going to hell. But no, they're trying to pass laws, and they've actually arrested a lot of pastors. It's been in the news in Philadelphia and other places. At public parades, they're not allowed to have a sign saying what you're doing is bad, and they're arrested and charged with hate speech, and in some cases go to prison now. And so, yes, and I appreciate your call. Let me just read from the hate crime bill introduced by Representative Linda Sanchez that has passed the House and is set to pass the Senate. See, everything they've tried for years is now passing. And I had read an earlier version that didn't have this language. It was just, we're going to say certain groups are more protected than others. So if a white guy kills a white guy, you're not going to get that much prison time. But if a white guy kills a black guy, you're going to get a lot more prison time. Or if a black guy kills a white guy, you're going to get more prison time if it's racially motivated. Or if a black guy kills a black guy, it's not as bad as a white guy killing a black guy. Which, you know, and they always use the Texas case of them dragging the black guy to death. They all got death penalty. I mean, what else are they supposed to get? Well, a hate crime on top of it. I mean, you know, it's pointless. They all got the death penalty. Well, I mean, what else are you supposed to do? But you notice it was in the Associated Press, but nowhere else. Then some black guys grabbed a drunk, homeless white guy and drug him to death, and it didn't even hardly make the news because they didn't get charged with hate crimes. And I think they got the death penalty, too. So the issue here, you can pull that. In fact, pull up Jasper, Texas, blacks pull. It'll only be on the Nazi websites, but then they'll have links to the AP. You can see that. People don't see. Why do you know about the black guy getting drugged to death, but not the old drunk white guy? Both of them old winos, old black drunk guy, old white drunk guy. Well, I mean, they're both human beings. They're both old drunk guys, old ex, ex-cons or whatever. You know, that's the point here is that I thought it was bad enough, but I was focusing just on the cyberbullying because I'd never seen language that said you have no more free speech. But what is in the hate crimes bill that's passed the House is the exact same wording in the cyberbullying. And it says, whoever transmits in interstate or foreign commerce any communication, internet, with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means, so emotional distress, to support severe, repeated, these are commas, or hostile behavior, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. There's just a bigger penalty in the cyberbullying than in this. Communication means electronic transmission between or among points specific by the user, information of the user. So it's got a cyberbullying section in it. To try to coerce a politician into voting a particular way or repeatedly blogging using a hostile tone. I mean, folks, this is Soviet Union, end of First Amendment. And I had my cyberbullying here. Where is that? Now, in case you don't believe me, it's not just Alex Jones saying this. Here is ABC News 7, anti-cyberbullying legislation threatens free speech. I mean, it period says no more free speech. And the feds say we don't even need somebody to file a complaint saying your blogging or your email or your phone call hurt their feelings. We're going to decide. Yeah, here's the Cyberbullying Act. Corporate media exploits teen idol to push cyberbullying. Where's the subsection? Oh, that's not the article with the subsection. Oh, it doesn't matter. I've read it on air over and over again. It's got the exact same words. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Stephen in Florida. Stephen, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay, off speakerphone. I wrote a dissertation with regards to what the 4th of July means to me. But listening to everyone and listening to you, what you have presented, it shows that this is what we stand for, the anti-establishment of these goons telling us what to do, removing our liberties, where all men are created equal.
We have the robber crime class who's stolen everything, and now they're putting a police state in to protect themselves. And they use terrorists to menace us. Oh, we're taking your rights because Al-Qaeda. And you're like, wait, your hand's in the sock puppet. You're Al-Qaeda. Shut up. You know, it's just incredible.
Alex, I grew up in a family that was a Holocaust survivors. And what I've heard, stories growing up, and the way that they have described the pogroms and the way that the Nazis have infiltrated communities, loving, caring communities, and actually torn them apart piece by piece by piece to where there was nothing. These people had nothing to substantiate in existence. And here we are today in
America.
That's
right. First they break down your society, bankrupt the economy. Then you have to go to the government ghettos or the FEMA center because you're so broke. Then they start coming in and arresting people selectively. Then they just ship everybody off. That is all right. We're already the most imprisoned society in world history here in the U.S.
In my 4th of July, I'm going to be sharing it with my friends that are citizens and sovereign citizens of this great nation. And we will celebrate what we have thrived to provide for our children. And it's regardless of color, creed, skin color, it doesn't matter. Here, an Islam and a Jew can get together and they can have a barbecue. And they have nothing to discuss except maybe the baseball game.
Exactly.
There's no
and the
hatred.
Elite. Exactly. And God bless you, sir. And what the elite want to do is they want to fund different bad groups in every religious or racial or national group to play us off against each other. This is a system of divide and conquer called the Great Game. And that's why we can't let them get us fighting with each other at each other's throats over all these issues. We need to stand up and say a liberty culture, a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, we're all for it, and everybody has these basic rights because they always have an excuse. Oh, we're only taking this group's rights, or we're only taking that group's rights. It's very, very dangerous. Thanks for telling us what this 4th of July means to you. I agree with you. Okay, quickly, Alex in North Carolina. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead.
Hello, I'm Alex, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Good to have you on board.
Have you heard about the legal action taken against...
I appreciate your call, sir. I really do. We can't allow people to have websites that have my picture and basically like it's me and it's my site. And then it has links to other things that aren't us. And so we've got to launch a whole program of dozens and dozens of sites that hold out that they are us and are not. It's just that simple. Like, I can't separately let people come on my site on the message board and advertise selling my films for $1 on my own site. Kind of turned a blind eye to people doing that. When they do it on my own site, then I ban it. They get mad. That's a separate group and people. You can't have advertising rates in my face and say advertise on my site as if it's my site when it's not my site. Okay. Or then we're not even going to be able to have our sites. I don't know how to explain that to people. So I really appreciate your call. And we've been way too lenient with people until folks then start believing that we're here like a doormat to be walked on. I'm not an enemy of anybody out there. I'm not, any of this. It's just that it's all going to stop. And a lot of people are going to have me, stand up for my name and my voice and who I am. Because it's not that all these groups are bad, but it's that if I let everybody do this, there are a lot of sites, not the one you mentioned, that put my stuff up there and then link to white supremacist stuff or link to weird occult stuff or link to, and then they hold out as if they're me. And then there's a person who used to work in this office who we've now gone to several events and watched him go around saying he still works with us and that he's holding out that he represents us. I've got to do something about that. I mean, it's a whole issue because it's a way the establishment can come after me. Okay, with the Poplawski thing and all of this, I got to be careful, folks. And so people can take that personal all day if they want. Somebody puts a site up where it looks like me, acts like me, says advertising the Alex Jones Show, I'm going to stand up against it. I mean, look, I even turned a blind eye a few years ago to people started radio networks. Ted Anderson was so nice. He said, yeah, you can carry our internet stream. Then we'd have sponsors calling going, hey, well, I'm already sponsoring your show. We're not going to sponsor you anymore. And we'd go, well, what do you mean? You're already sponsoring our show. Well, we're on this network. That's you, right? Well, no, that's a little internet thing, but you're fine to sponsor there if you'd like. But we're the big show. And then the little guys would get mad. It's like, you gave us your show and let us make money on your back. And that's not enough. Give us everything. So, no, we're going to protect our name and who we are and what we're doing. And people won't take it personal. We try to ask people nicely. And if they don't stop, we go after them. And I've asked Ted to go after people for this. Ted is just such a nice guy. But we can't let people represent themselves as us, period. So no hurt feelings to anybody. That's just the way it works. This is a syndicated radio transmission. Hey, I don't go around pretending I'm other people. I don't go on the air and pretend I'm Rush Limbaugh. What would happen if I set up a Rush Limbaugh site and acted like it was an official Rush Limbaugh site? It's over. It stops. Let's go ahead and, hell, I've had all these literal hordes of carpetbaggers move down here to Austin. Some of them aren't that bad. Some of them are. And I let them into my life. And then it's like, Alex, you need to just go jump off a cliff. We're going to become you now. And I'm like, well, no, I'm going to keep who I am. No, you're a murderer. You're a drug dealer. You're a criminal. You're this and that. Well, you know what? Bam! I smash you. And then, oh, he's bad. He did something to us. No, you're not here to take me over. I'm Alex Jones. I'm me. You're not me. You understand that? I'm risking my life for this. I'm real. That's why I'm successful. You're not me. Go be yourself. Go do your own thing. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's up next here? Franklin in New Mexico. Go ahead, Franklin. You're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
I found something on the internet I think you might be interested in. It's national exercise that I guess the latest version started on June 17th.
Yeah, no, it's a foreign troop exercise, official FEMA with foreign troops from United Kingdom, Mexico, Canada, Germany, Israel, right here. Stay there. I'll come back to you on the other side. There it is. FEMA National Level Exercise 2009. A lot more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones. This is my radio show right here, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones, not all these other people. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, that last caller didn't hold over. I wanted to be able to finish his point. Let me tell you about a few of the sponsors we've got. And we've got a guest coming up in about 15, 20 minutes with Texas Independence. Find out what that's all about. I'm for Texas sovereignty under 9th and 10th Amendment. I don't know about secession. You know, it's fun to say that, but there's actually a few wrinkles to that. So we'll debate it. We'll discuss it coming up. I'm going to have Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt back on because it made it in, I don't know, 7 or 8 big tabloids and the cover of Us Magazine, a bunch of other places, that they were on the show and said 9/11 was an inside job a few days ago. So I thought we'd have them on. Why? Because they're waking up and they're big pop stars out there. And we've got all these young people and tweenies and teenagers and all the glamour folks tuning in. And we love the new listeners. We'll go anywhere, like Russian TV, Chinese TV, Japanese television, Mexican television. And I'm there, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. We should create a list of our official sites and frequently asked questions. We need to do that because we're really becoming a global phenomenon and we've got a lot of stuff to deal with. Okay. I want to tell you about, I just got a hit there. Are we still connected to the network? Okay. A lot of stuff going on today. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. One of them is HomeGain. And you can go to Infowars.com and click on Max, the little orange gorilla, to find out more about HomeGain. And they got a lot of different free functions. Everything's free on the site, HomeGain.com. They got Street View where you can look at your house at street level and take a virtual walk to the neighborhood you're interested in. My favorite's the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. They're having some fun today, folks, let me tell you. Texas, the main network of the satellite uplinks are in Minnesota, and I'm simulcasting live TV here as well, and we're number one on the internet with audio streams and getting close to being number one on podcasting, so I want to thank the great crews on both ends. I was just getting a lot of feedback and chatter in my ear, so I ducked out, for a minute or two while we figured that out. Okay, we're going to start the next hour. We'll get our guest on at 8 after. I'm going to come back, hit some of the news that's coming up, though, in this next little segment, then we'll get our guest on and your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a guest popping in the next segment to talk about Texas independence. What does this group stand for? You'll be learning just as I am coming up in the next segment. Then, Murdoch CEO labels bloggers political extremists, says we should go to jail, just like we do, I guess, in China or in other countries. So very sickening. And speaking of that, Gates approves creation of new cyber command. They always announce it after it's built. Built down in San Antonio to snoop your email, openly to attack websites and blogs. And some military commanders on the news have said to kill U.S. journalists domestically. They say that's the new freedom. Defense Secretary Robert Gates formally ordered the creation Tuesday of a new military cyber command that will coordinate the Pentagon's efforts to defend its networks and conduct cyber warfare themselves. They will conduct cyber warfare against us. They say their target is anti-New World Order people that report how the Pentagon hires Al-Qaeda to kill our own troops. I'm sorry we're against murdering the troops. Oh, but you're such a good American. Oh, American flag. And send care packages to the troops along with the Taliban IED. And the mainstream newspapers in San Antonio try to go film the giant cyber command base from just city streets, and goons illegally run out and arrest them. I mean, that's America. You have a right to have goons arrest you. Feds may grab California parks. Grants land at risk of California parks close. Dow slides almost 200-plus points. In fact, give me the latest numbers on that. I don't want to get to that later. Thank you. Dow plunging. Senate may pass U.S. climate bill but reject the U.N. treaty to it. Yeah, so it can all be selectively enforced, Kerry says. Bloomberg, bureaucrats will carry out mandatory home inspections under climate bill. That is coming up. Farmers to rally in Fresno over water as they turn their water off, saying it's for endangered fish. All about driving you off the property. After the bankers get it, they'll turn the water back on. Emotion but few details in Obama's health care pitch. That is coming up. Let me try to tell you about that sponsor I was unable to tell you about because the some of the network feeds cut out. We were still on air on some, but I just didn't want to just talk to part of the people, so we went to rebroadcast for about a minute. Home Gain. I want to tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, getting any real estate questions answered, HomeGain.com, and see what I'm talking about. They got everything's free on the site, HomeGain.com. The home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. HomeGain.com. Now they've got the street view where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you are interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. And again, this is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. homegain.com. And continuing with other great sponsors, before we go to break and come back and go to our guest, survivalseedbank.com. Fabulous, folks. Everybody should have seeds, water, firearms, food. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any bartered item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against hybrid seeds, waged by the global elite, who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. A survival seed bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open pollinated seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. The globalists, ladies and gentlemen, don't own all the seeds yet, but they're trying to. Get your survival seed bank today, survivalseedbank.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. Okay, my friends, we will come back and go to our next guest for about a segment or two. Then, huge news blitz and more of your phone calls. And we have Spencer Pratt and Heidi Pratt popping back in with all the big headlines that interview made here 2 days ago. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, there is a giant news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour. Gigantic. Key audio clips, video clips, national TV saying, man, we really need to be hit by Al-Qaeda to get the American people to go along with this new world order. In fact, let's pull up some of those old articles. Headline, columnist says, well, we need another 9-11, or 9-11 was good for America. I want to have some of the background stuff. This is a theme. You can also Google Pentagon PR generals, the retired generals who had turned out were secretly on payroll, in an audio tape with Rumsfeld saying, 9-11 sure helped us. We sure need another attack. Without that, we can't have our new world order. So that is coming up with a lot of other news as well. Daniel Miller has gotten some national news coverage. He's the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Now, I want to be clear. The national media has said that when I call for states' rights, 9th and 10th Amendment, who constituted the federal government, it's out of control, now dominated by foreign offshore corporations. So we have to get control of the feds. But I also see the globalists, they create global regions and then balkanize within the regions the original unions to weaken the original governments. They don't want national governments. They don't want sovereign governments. They want to balkanize and break those up into smaller pieces in larger regions. This is the great game, divide and conquer, balkanization. So again, big global new regions where big global authorities control them, but then they're broken up. Now, I'm obviously had family, the Texas Revolution, my family, the Ayers family, raised Colonel Travis's son, and they were in the Battle of San Jacinto and all that stuff. And I love Texas. And the U.S. doesn't really exist anymore. It is the fall of the Republic. You can really say it's pretty much gone. They pass all these new bills for socialized health care and green taxes and carbon taxes and hate speech laws and federalization of all water above ground and below ground. All that's happening right now. A total blanket amnesty. Then you might as well have Texas break off. But again, that'll probably be dominated by some thugs. Whenever you start seeing Perry start saying he might want secession and then people connected to black ops saying it, you got to look out. Now, I'm not saying the folks pushing for it aren't great people, and I think it's their right to secede if Texans want to do it. I just, as a Texan, have a right to say, I want to look at this closely. Also, if we're going to have secession, I think the Republic of Texas did it wrong. People announcing themselves presidents from West Texas, and if somebody had a bass boat, they would call themselves admiral, and I'm almost not joking. The people in military outfits and weird, you know, their attaches running around, like, you know, there were no privates in this thing. It was all just a military president, and, you know, really pretty ridiculous, in my opinion. And then the Republic of Texas people get mad because I wouldn't salute them. I'd be in an event, and they'd show up festooned with five stars, and I wouldn't bow to the emperor, and I would then be bad. Yeah, I mean, if it was a famous Indian fighter or something who'd fought with President Jackson, like Sam Houston, and of course he just called himself a general at first and later got elected, and they had an election. So I mean, you know, again, will the media make us look ridiculous through all of this? Let's talk to Daniel Miller, and he's the president of Texas Nationalist Movement. I'm glad he's the president of the movement and not announcing himself the president. You don't have any guys in bass boats, do you, announcing themselves as admirals?
No, we don't have anybody that are announcing themselves as admirals, but I would guess that we probably have quite a few bass boats amongst our membership.
Well, listen. I mean, I've seen you on TV. I think you're a great guy and, you know, articulate and well-spoken instead of guys spitting tobacco announcing that the president, you're supposed to kneel to them. Total insanity. Tell us what's going on. Tell us about your movement.
Well, Alex, you know, we are the Texas Nationalist Movement, and we're dedicated to securing and preserving the cultural, political, and economic independence of Texas. And, you know, for anyone who's been listening to your program any length of time whatsoever, they're going to understand exactly why it is that Texas wants to stand up on its own. If we're going to preserve those things that made the Constitution great, that made, you know, the United States of America great, then this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to establish Texas as a bastion of freedom and independence and then work our way out from there.
Well, if secession was done as limited for reentry into the real union when it was reestablished, that would be better. Bill of Rights, Constitution, arrest the governor, arrest the bankers, you know, not let them run it. And then we got our own oil. We've got everything from swamps to pine woods to prairie to farmland to mountains. This, you know, Texas is, what, as big as France. the eighth biggest economy in the world. California's the seventh, and it's about to totally implode. I agree. If we're not going to fall to the parasites like California, if it was done right, it would be a good thing. But so tell us about your plan. Tell us about your idea. Tell us about your group.
Well, you know, let me address something that you just mentioned, because I think that is, you know, for folks like us that have engaged in the protection of the Constitution for years now, you know, that's a legitimate concern. You know, what happens if, you know, we get to the other side of this independence and we wind up with the same old Uncle Sam Jr. in the driver's seat? And that is entirely dependent upon the people. You know, Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution says that all political power is inherent in the people. I mean, that's a sentiment that was echoed in the Declaration of Independence. It is a foundational principle, both that led the 13 colonies to secede from Great Britain, led Texas to secede from Mexico, and it's, you know, part of the contract between Texas and the rest of the states when Texas entered the Union. So this concept of all political power being inherent in the people is not just some kind of dusty old principle. It really is a call to action for all of those people out there that believe in the principles of freedom and rights to get involved. And the only thing that is going to prevent this march toward globalism is for people that listen to your program, people that listen to other programs, people that believe in these principles of freedom and independence to stand up and take action.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and the group itself.
Sure. We are the largest and the oldest organization dedicated to Texas independence and the principles of freedom. You know, we have been engaged in this debate for a very long time. And beyond that, you know, in the more recent examples, we were very active in working on getting HCR 50 passed, which is the sovereignty resolution here in Texas. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that thing needed a lot more teeth than it really had. But, you know, given that we're having to spoon feed a lot of these guys in the legislature, it was definitely an accomplishment.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Texas did pass the resolution saying we're not under federal control, and the states created the feds.
Yeah, and, you know, it basically just it was a reminder, you know, which I guess is the best that we could hope for out of some of these guys in the legislature, seeing as how, you know, they were more fixated on trying to get toll roads passed than anything else. But it was a step in the right direction, so that we have some sort of measuring stick to hold these guys accountable to. Because at the point that the federal government oversteps its constitutional authority, which guaranteed it's done many, many times since the House passed that resolution, then the legislators are all of a sudden on the hook. Hey, did you pass it and not mean it? I mean, was it just pillow talk? And that's, in essence, what the whole crux of HCR 50 was.
Well, that would be an amazing... Exactly. That would be an amazing message to the globalists, because there is no federal republic anymore, is to have Texas and a few other states break off. And then that would really get everybody's attention that, hey, the feds are illegitimate. They're out of control. Can you imagine how great Texas would be with a 100-mile-an-hour speed limit, cut the government down to almost nothing? All the business would move in here. It would, open Vermont, Second Amendment, you know, open carry. I'd love it. Absolutely. Well, I want Wild West, libertarian all the way. This place, I mean, it would just be awesome.
Well, Alex, let me throw this at you, because I think this is important for you to understand about what this means, and for all the listeners out there. Is this means for the first time ever that people here in Texas have a say in how they are governed. You know, we have dealt with, you know, people are concerned about global encroachment in the United States government. Folks, it's here. I mean, it's here.
We're already conquered. That's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
If we're going to get the country back, we got to admit, we are totally controlled by offshore banks. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, anyone who thinks that the globalists are going to take over the United States needs to wake up and realize that it's been done. You know, the United States, the bankers, the globalists, I mean, the United States is the muscle for these guys. And this is really kind of the big issue that we have. And as Texans, we have to make a determination. Is that something that we want to stand for, or do we want to go off on our own path? You know, when the Titanic is sinking, deck furniture sliding off the deck, and you've got a good lifeboat over here that, you know, honestly, it's got a speedboat given the statistics for Texas and its economic viability, Do you want to sit down and argue about the color of the drapes in the ballroom of the Titanic, or do you want to get the heck off the ship?
Well, my only concern is the media will put a bunch of lunatics in camo waving guns around with gold crowns on their heads. I mean, just total white trash ne'er-do-wells, not all of them, but a lot of them, and then say, that's who we are. How are you going to try to differentiate?
Well, you know, Alex, it's by doing things exactly like this, you know, talking on your program, because I know you are not that. You know, I know that that's not what you are, and I know that your listeners are not that. And I know that, by and large, there are a lot of people out there that are, you know, they are professionals. I can tell by looking at our membership, you know, from all socioeconomic groups, from all various political backgrounds. You know, these guys understand that Texas independence is the best thing for Texas. So, you know, when the media, the spin doctors up there in the federal city decide that they want to paint us with a brush as extremists, then what we do is we reinforce that we are engaging in the peaceful political process.
You know, I tell you, I mean, you've seen the polls. They're from 60 to 30%, depending on how it's asked, want to secede. And my point is, if the Republic's already gone, Texas has no choice. And in a way, it'd be better if a good group like yours did it instead of the globalists breaking us off as part of Mexico and a part of Aslan and the La Reconquista. Stay there, sir. We'll also give folks your website on the other side of this quick break as well.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $932.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $959.11, $479.55 for a half ounce, and $239.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $959.11, $479.55, and $239.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Inside the doorway, use it only in emergency.
TexasNationalist.com is the website. TexasNationalist.com. We're going to keep our guests about 5 minutes into the next segment, then I'll do that news blitz. But I mean, I have to tell you, I've looked at their site. I like their principles. I like their ideas. Ever since I grew up, it was, we're our own country. We're the Lone Star. We entered by treaty. Not by annexation, not as a territory, but we entered by treaty and then didn't relinquish any of our rights. And so Texas is special, and it's a great state. But I know the globalists want to destroy the republic, so I also have a love of the United States. I know we're not perfect, but I'm red, white, and blue, folks. But that doesn't exist anymore, and I believe we need to have Texas stand up and declare sovereignty and through states' rights. States' rights is a national power. It's a confederation. We can declare sovereignty, the equivalent of secession, and say no to the globalist. What is your plan, sir? What is your plan to go out and reach out to Texans and to tell them the truth? And then how will we break these bonds or reestablish our sovereignty above the feds?
Well, Alex, you know, we're doing that right now. I'll tell you, one of the things is, you know, for and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a fan of Rick Perry. But one thing happened that really got this set in the minds of people, that, you know, one of the biggest obstacles that we've had to overcome in the past is the feeling on the part of people that secession or independence was unlawful. And it was one of the major hurdles that we had to clear in the minds of people. You know, they believed that secession was treason. And when
Perry came out and said we could secede, they went, wow, oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, it basically removed the taboo. You know, this went from being talked about in hushed whispers in the backs of rooms to being talked about in cafes and restaurants and at dinner tables all across Texas. And, you know, it removed that first stumbling block. So now what we're doing is, of course, we're organizing to mobilize. And that's really what this is about. Our chapters are forming in counties all throughout Texas right now because we understand totally that there is going to be there's going to need to be an organized effort to not only get this message across, but ultimately speaking, the people of Texas are going to have mm-hmm. their say in this because of Article 1, Section 2.
Well, Daniel, let me guess your strategy. I haven't really looked into it, but I would imagine take the anti-toll road movement, which they, even in the Dallas Morning News, said could cause rebellion in the state and has already created massive unrest. That's a quote, and that's true. As people learn that a Spanish company isn't just getting the land for basically nothing for buying off politicians, but 10 miles on each side of every road, and that they're going to take it and not even give you proper value, and you've got Texas landowners getting this Texas Bill of Rights letter from the state, which says you don't have any rights, we can take your land, you take our first offer, or we just take it in 6 weeks to 6 months. You take that movement, because the globalists aren't going to stop looting us, and you start educating and you capture the attention of the anti-toll road movement, this could happen.
Yeah, I mean, and we're seeing that right now. You know, what we saw was when these tea parties and the things like that rolled around, it really flushed a lot of people out, because people are pretty angry about what's going on, and they have been for a long time. And it kind of flushed them out. But the one thing that it did was, while everyone were at these various tea parties, these various events, venting about the hell that the federal government is putting every one of us through, the one thing that was lacking at virtually every one of those was a solution. And this is what people need to understand. The common element among all of these problems that these people are upset about is federal government, the federal control, this relationship between the states that has grown into Frankenstein's monster. And the way that here in Texas that we solve those problems is we remove the federal government from the picture. You know, my daddy was an iron worker for 35 years, Alex. I mean, he was a hard-working blue-collar guy. And he taught me a principle. He said the best government is the one that you got to drive the shortest distance to beat the crap out of somebody if they cross you and try to step on your rights.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is in essence what we're talking about. We return the power back to Texas. And, you know, the 10th Amendment is a good gateway for that. It is a good gateway, but ultimately what we're going to have is our independence. And when Texas gains its independence, when we start down this path, if anyone out there thinks that other states are not going to follow suit, they are deluding themselves. At this point, and to piggyback on something you said a while ago, you talked about the Aztlan movement and Reconquista. You know, in essence, with what the globalists are doing, Texas independence is an inevitability. And I say that a lot. But Texas independence is an inevitability.
All right, explain it to us. Daniel, explain it on the other side. Look at California, totally federalized, totally bankrupt. It's got a foreigner who says he wants to be Hitler running it. Looks like a complete clown. The feds are taking it over. It's either they take us over or we declare our sovereignty. Unfortunately, you're probably right. The question is, how are we going to do it?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Globalists, though, if Texas did secede, are going to start staging terror attacks and saying Texians are doing it, kind of like the Basque in Spain. But we got to fight them. We got to stand up against them. They're going to play all sorts of dirty tricks. If this movement picks up steam, which it is, you'll see the news start giving attention to clown groups. I tell you, I like the work of Daniel Miller. Of course, I don't know everything about him or his group. But before we finish up with this discussion, with the point you were making about it's inevitable. Either we're dominated or we do this, and I tend to think you're right. I just want people to have a larger debate about this and realize all the little sophisticated nuances, you know, for themselves, from their own perspective. But specifically for my listeners all over Texas and all over the country, tell us about yourself. Tell us about your organization. You say it's the oldest. I mean, does it predate the groups we saw in the 90s? I mean, people want to know who you are.
No, let me tell you a little bit about my background. I'm Texas born and raised. You know, I had the family that fought at San Jacinto. You know, so we are Texan through and through, raised as a Texan, blue collar parents. But my folks always installed in me this belief in who I am as a Texan. They instilled this belief in me about that we had rights. And they also instilled in me a drive towards civic mindedness to the point that I ran for mayor of my hometown when I was 18 years old. And, you know, the only guy with a platform, and I got trounced by the good old boy network. But the fact of the matter is, it was my first taste. And, you know, I studied the Constitution as a young man, found that in it, I found a lot of truth in what it said. You know, it spoke to me. It spoke to rights. It spoke to things that I believed in, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of assembly, you know, and it really spoke to who I was as a person, and I got it. And so I've been engaged in this activity related to these rights since the time I was a young adult. You know, that's who I am. You know, I'm just like a lot of your folks out there. I got a wife. I got six kids. You know,
oh, that's good.
Kids. Yeah, I mean, you know, I am, you know, I'm a business owner. You know, I am. I'm the average Texan, you know.
Well, I'm envious. Special. I only got three. I want six. Tell my wife.
Hey, we're the Brady Bunch, man. You know, it's hers and mine. So, you know, it makes it a little bit difficult, particularly when they want to put us all driving a Prius to get the kids back and forth.
Well, that's another reason for Texas to at least declare its sovereignty. Okay, well, where do you stand on that, or your group, your organization, some of the folks? I mean, what's the sense? Just declare sovereignty, kick the feds out, stand up for states' rights, and then as the feds push, go ahead and declare total independence or go right to independence? And how would that process take place? Will we have a statewide referendum through the legislature with a year buildup for a popular vote by the Texans? Or would we have the legislature vote? I mean, or have those ideas been kicked around?
Well, I mean, that's part of the big issue. You know, there's not a tremendous amount of recent precedent for how to handle this. So we have to look to history. And one of the things we find historically speaking is there is no consistent pattern. But here in Texas, you know, we know that there are certain issues that we're going to have to address, certain things that are going to have to be done for it to be legitimate in the eyes of Texas. And we know that that's going to involve a plebiscite, you know, Article 1, Section 2, all political powers inherent in the people. So that means that at some point in this process, the people are going to have to vote. Now, without the power in the state constitution of referendum or initiative, that means to get that on the ballot, we're going to have to put the pressure on the legislature and the governor to let Texas decide. And, you know, we launched a petition drive for that at lettexasdecide.com, and signatures are flying into that thing on a daily basis by massive numbers. Our members are circulating out the written petition now. Because ultimately what we want to do, particularly since the passage of HCR 50, is we want to put the pressure. Look, guys, was this real? Were you serious? Or is this pillow talk? And that's ultimately what we want, is we want that vote. We want the people of Texas to decide our own destiny.
Well, you made the point it's inevitable. Why do you say it's inevitable?
Well, Alex, because just a moment ago, you you virtually mentioned that it was an inevitability. You know, you talked about how the globalists want to achieve the balkanization of these unions. And that's the absolute
So if we
truth.
Don't do it, they're going to have the illegal alien Mecha do it.
Yeah, I mean, and this is really the choice that everyone has. You know, you can jump on board and make Texas independence happen and make it a bastion of freedom and rights, or you can let the globalists and their lackeys accomplish it and then wind up under a system that is far worse than we're enduring right now.
Well, I know that's in the cards, and so people, I would just rather remove the globalists and save the whole country, but they are really going for broke here, and you know, this is real what we're talking about, folks. As things get more and more serious in the years to come, we'll have to think about this. We'll have to look at it. We'll fire out the website, contact info. Do you need volunteers to get involved? I mean, how do people get behind the Texas nationalist movement? Independence in our time.
Yeah, three things, Alex. First and foremost, the one thing people need to do is head over to the site and sign the petition. Go to lettexasdecide.com or click on the petition link on our site. That's the easiest way for people to get involved. The other thing, too, is we're a membership-based organization, so I'm going to encourage those folks who want to get involved and show their support for Texas independence to join our organization, because to mobilize, we have to organize. And then the third thing that they can do is they can plug in to the organization once they join and volunteer. I mean, we've got county coordinators, regional coordinators popping up all over. Chapters are forming in counties as we speak, and we are active. This is not a coffee collage or a eat, meet, greet, retreat kind of group. We are active. We're getting out there, and we're putting the pressure on the legislature. We're going out there and actively educating people on the hope and promise of Texas independence. And we want those folks out there that believe like we do to join with us.
Well, that's great. I want to keep checking in with you as this develops and unfolds in the days and months and years to come. And you sound like a leader, so it's good to have you out here doing this and pushing for a referendum, pushing for a statewide vote. Daniel Miller, we really appreciate the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement joining us, and we'll talk to you again in the near future.
Hey, Alex, thank you very much for the opportunity, and I look forward to seeing you face-to-face soon.
You bet. God bless and take care. What he's saying is true, and I wanted to have him on with an open mind. I've looked some at the group, but don't claim to be an expert. And unfortunately, he's right. They're going to create a larger North American Union. We're already in that. And then break it up in subsections. Break the U.S. up in 3 to 4 different geographical kind of regional governance. They say they have 9 regions, FEMA regions, but it's looking like 4 to 6. The feds debate it. And Canada in 3 different regions, Mexico in a couple of regions. So they create the global system, regional system, and then smash and atomize the locals. It'd just be great to have the states pull back, declare sovereignty, and then reconvene the republic after we arrest all these bankers. And, folks, we've already gotten close to 247, 49. I've seen 2 different numbers out of the Ron Paul folks. I got to talk to the office. 290, it can't be beaten in the House, even if it's defeated in the Senate. The idea that we're dominated by foreign offshore banks has begun. What we don't want is things to go the way the media has been phrasing it for decades, saying we will break up, but that it's going to be this big military confrontation. How about the states pull out of the corrupt federal takeover and then reconvene it? Here's one of the video games, Shattered Union. We play this from time to time. Here's the video of that. This is what the globalists want to happen.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. the destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
Okay, so there's the New World Order propaganda. Here is FEMA National Level Exercise 2009 with foreign troops from more. I looked it up, 14 countries. This mentions Australia, Canada, Mexico, United Kingdom, NLE09, where they help deal with martial law in America for everyone's safety, of course. And since the late 90s, when I learned from Thomas Sanchez, head of emergency management, Vietnam vet, great patriot, and it made national news after we broke it, down in South Texas, Delta Force came in and said, we're getting ready for martial law in America. We want you to go along with this and get ready for gun confiscation. And they said no. The San Antonio police chief said no. So the feds have been sniffing around wanting to do this for a long time. They're going to use Muslim terrorists hitting us and hitting us hard. They'll say Muslim terrorists did it, and will actually be carried out by Muslims under their black op control. A 5,000, that's brigade and a half strength level Iraqis brought in. LA Times reports 5,000 plus, 1993. They work for black ops, and they also have Wahhabists here in mass. And the public will see these guys and really freak out and do whatever the globalists say. So you got to understand that that is one of the plans involved in all of this. You know what? Let's take a few calls, and I'll do that news blitz. I'll do that as we start the next hour. Listen, I'm going to give each caller about a minute because I want to get to everybody. Christine in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Alex. I just have some information that I would like to share with you.
Go ahead.
Tuesday, I was in my house, and I overheard helicopters flying over five times throughout the day. Well, my friend Kelly heard the same thing over her apartment complex. And on the first, she looked on the internet and got a piece of paper from the Galveston Daily News saying chopper leaves officials clueless in Texas City. And I have it right here in front of me if you want to hear it.
Well, ma'am, just for people that don't know, it's in my police state films. They've had urban warfare drills in L.A. this week. They've had them all over Texas, and they're doing all sorts of covert ops so that if they ever have special forces actually attack your city, normally they drill taking over county and city buildings. For any counties or cities that don't go along, NORTHCOM admits their main mission is suppressing state sovereignty. That's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, 2007, and each consecutive year. And so this is all part of military acclimation to troops and drills, and now they have regular army out searching people's cars, and, oh, it's in the news just to help, and local cities have liaison military in with them. So this is the martial law takeover going on just incrementally. But you say you have a clip from the news?
No, I have an article that I printed out from...
Sure. What's the headline, and we'll put it in the search engine and put it on screen right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
It's the Galveston Daily News, and it says chopper leaves officials clueless.
Okay, chopper leaves officials clueless. Yeah, what happens is that normally they'd even rent a building in the middle of town, say Kingsville, Texas. The police move out of their old police station one day, and 2 days after they move out to the new one the feds paid for, Delta Force comes in and blows the building up 300 feet from Casa Ricardo Nursing Home. Then they go door-to-door with machine guns and say, don't come out of your house. The police block the roads. And then I report on it, and the news says I'm schizophrenic. It doesn't exist. So Foreign troops are involved. Yeah, there it is. Chopper leaves officials clueless. For the second time in less than a month, a low-flying military helicopter has residents scratching their heads. So, too, were city emergency management officials, the Texas National Guard, and Joint Terrorism Task Force officials who said they had no idea what the chopper was up to. Last month, a similar Chinook helicopter was conducting search and rescue equipment tests in the airspace above Texas City. Now, I used Mr. Keith, Jim Keith, before he died, wrote a book called Black Helicopters Over America. The next one, Black Helicopters, Strike Force of the New World Order. Very well-written books. And it is confirmed they brought in Heinz, other Russian helicopters, and FEMA has its own private army with private mercs all over bases. So a lot of this is even above military. But go ahead.
Yeah, they were just saying, oh, well, we don't know what they're talking about. We don't have any kind of information, or we can't tell you what's going on. And they said that they were just doing training exercises hours. And, you know, that's a lie, because they're not going to tell you what's going on.
Well, ma'am, they're doing from Boston to Dallas to Houston to L.A. to Seattle, even in nice neighborhoods. And I say that because they do it in poor, because they can't stand up for themselves. Now they're in wealthy areas. Dallas Morning News years ago said they come up and knock on your door. Hello, ma'am, I'd like to search your house for guns. And she's like, guns, officer, my husband's gone. Yes, guns, ma'am, please let us in. And they come in your house without a warrant and find anything wrong that you go to jail. They call it knock and talk. And I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. So I'm getting some audio chatter there. Yeah, this is all part of acclimation. And so now in Houston, it's, oh, suspicious gun purchases. We just come to your house and demand to search it and ask you questions. And, oh, we're going to use the National Guard in Illinois for gun confiscation door to door. And, oh, remember up in, Pennsylvania and Ohio and a bunch of other states that would say headline, oh, the Army's going to do a drill looking for terrorists selling guns. And, oh, we're going to lock the town down and do gun door-to-door gun confiscation drill. Please let the Army in. It's only a drill. See, it's all just acclimation. Oh, what are the troops doing? Oh, they're here again. They're with the police. They'd like to search. Look at your guns. That way, local police, local county, city, states go, yeah, that's the feds. They're always asking about guns. So when they really hit you, when the bankers really have their hot coup, you'll stand down. They're overthrowing us just like they do third world countries, but it doesn't have to happen. We can say no.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
We got Spidey coming up. I guess that's Spencer and Heidi's nickname. Coming up in about 35 minutes. USA Today is doing a big piece. They just called. A bunch of other newspapers and a whole bunch of tabloids. And Us Magazine's going to put it probably on the cover. And look, what does it matter? You get these young people from reality TV, and they talk about real issues. And it's literally using the hype machine as a red pill in the Matrix to get into the young people. And it's just exciting. So other celebrities. You know, it's great to have a Jesse Ventura or a Rick Linkletter, or a Willie Nelson, or a Charlie Sheen, or the many other big celebrities we've had on here. But it's also great to have these little pop icons on. So that's very, very exciting, and it's a great way to reach out to whole new audiences. We've got a huge new audience joining our gigantic audience of a lot of young people going, wow, my zits don't matter, or what my hair looks like isn't that important. What matters is they're poisoning me with sodium fluoride. They're poisoning me with this new world order system. Let's take a quick call from Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Reefer seed is relevant today because we're all praying. We should be praying for Honduran President Manuel Zelaya, who, as you know, was illegally overthrown because, by the way, he favors absolute freedom for farmers over this continual criminal death spasm.
Well, the main reason he was being thrown out, and then Obama's having to act like he's not involved in it, just like Iran, no CIA, and he's also not going to raise your taxes, and he won't have signing statements, and he won't hire lobbyists, is that he was going to decriminalize drugs, and he said that he knows the U.S. government's involved in it. So you know, the drug dealers don't want it decriminalized. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly my point, is that his call for freedom is what, and the reason it's shocking to me that both Hillary and Obama sing praises to this guy right now is because of a bungled coup. See, he survived somehow. Zelaya survived, and I think that's why they have to kind of, again, they're covering up for a bungled coup, and inadvertently they're going to praise freedom for farmers, and thus, I think, help us get out of all these idiotic wars we're waging all over the world and earn our leadership on the world stage. We'll follow the leadership of Dr. Ron Paul, who's been talking about this kind of freedom and peace, you know, that we...
Well, we've got to remember, the CIA and the globalists, CIA openly was founded by Wall Street, they're all offshore now. They're doing to us what they've done to the third world. It's criminal, it's illegitimate, and it's wrong. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and take more calls. I'm going to do a big news blitz at the 8 after. I mean, it's huge. It's jam-packed. It is coming up. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a few more sponsors that have made this show possible today. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice, and storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or give them a call toll-free at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, mysolarbackup.com. And in closing, check out the free offer at the website frontsight.com, the premier name in firearms training. They have a lot of free online training there. Their free newsletter on the Second Amendment. Frontsight.com. Find out how you can get 5 days of world-class gun training at the Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit. Ladies and gentlemen, find out how you can get the free Springfield gun at frontsight.com. Frontsight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, thank the good Lord above. This radio show is exploding exponentially on every front. The synergy we've got is just heaven sent. You know who God sent? You, the viewer, the listener of this radio program, taking action, spreading the word, taking the fight back to the globalist control freaks. Because you know that history is on the side of people that are bold, folks that take action. Fortune does favor the brave and the bold. So we commend all of you out there. All right, we got Spidey, Spencer Pratt, and Heidi Pratt coming on to respond to... I didn't even put a press release out. We're going to go ahead and put one out. Paul Watson wrote an article, and it got picked up by Us Magazine and Gawker and all the other big sites. Magazines, newspapers, USA Today are calling. They're wanting photos of myself and the radio show. They're linking to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the radio interview. And all these people that would normally be looking at Spencer and Heidi's wedding or something, thanks to Spencer and Heidi's courage and waking up from the Matrix, thanks to one of their music producers giving them an Obama deception, that's the chain reaction. And by making this information mainstream, by more people standing up and having courage, they can't get us all. But we also have to be ready for success. We have to be ready to abolish the Federal Reserve. We have to be ready to arrest the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. We have to be ready for them to set off nukes and everybody go, oh, we know you did it. It's going to be tough. A lot of us are going to pay with our lives for this. But they can't get us all, and we are going to get them. Our children deserve it. And when you decide that you're a warrior, a guardian, when you decide you're somebody protecting the innocent, and somebody's got to stand up against evil, when you commit to that, you go to a new plane of existence, ladies and gentlemen, and the fear goes away, and just the honor. You know, when I was reading the Lord's Prayer, back at somewhere here in my stack, that was the 23rd or 26th Psalm. Print that for me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down green pastures, beside still waters. I forget. You know, the point is that I started breaking down, not because I was even afraid of the New World Order. I was feeling God's grace, you know, the universe, the goodness, the love, the light. And it's just so comforting when you tell God, I'm going to fight the evil. I'm going to do whatever you say. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to lay down my flesh. It's just like that's when the real connection to the creator of the universe starts. We're all connected at one level or the other, and the evil harden their heart and turn away from that. They run away from it. But me, I just, It's such grace. It's such majesty. It's such goodness. It's such depth and understanding, and like a fractal explosion, a giant digital download of understanding and love and realizing that you do go on forever in the universe, that all of us are interconnected, and that all I want is to not be separated from that creative force, from God. All I want is to be with that forever. And realizing, as much as I like this earth suit and I'm comfortable with it, it's kind of like getting rid of an old car that you were attached to, but suddenly your new car seems like your old car and you love it even more. I realize death is only a transition to something new. And when you finally say, I'm ready to die, when you finally make that commitment and step across and say, my treasure, my name, my family, everything, it's just amazing. And those last links of fear are gone. You're not even gutting up anymore. You're not even being macho in the face of death or demonization or persecution. And I know there's a lot more of that for me in store, but just that great comfort that comes, restoring the soul, restoration of the soul. Wow, when you Googled that, that's even what came up. I was talking about restoring or going to the next level. It's like we're fallen, ladies and gentlemen, and we're getting a taste of Eden when we just feel the presence of the Creator. I don't know how to describe it. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I want the whole psalm, though. I had it here somewhere yesterday. It does matter, but it doesn't matter that I don't have it in front of me. It's in my heart, and that's what matters. All right, News Blitz, your phone calls straight ahead after this quick break, right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. I just want to say, great job, Chris.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633.
or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got 51 and a half minutes left. This live Thursday transmission will be live tomorrow, the day before 4th of July, and on Sunday, on July 5th. Okay, let's go ahead and start news blitzing. Fox News, the only thing that can save America now is for Al-Qaeda to nuke our cities. And you can Google syndicated columnist says 9/11 helped America. We need a new one, and you'll see those announcements. And you can search the articles with the audio of Rumsfeld's top generals saying we sure need another terror attack. It sure helped us with our agenda. Minus that, what are we going to do? Let's see, 9/11 Truth exposed all that and broke their toy. Now, this is up on PrisonPlanet.com. This is insane, pure treason, but understandable, wrote Your New Reality site. When tragedy and disaster strikes, people run to their TVs. Fox News pulled more than 10 million viewers on 9/11, and for a week or two after, they nearly hit those same ratings highs when Rupert Murdoch's droogies fermented from fantasy into reality, an unprovoked war on Iraq. Imagine how many people would watch Fox News if American cities started getting blown apart by major weapons. It'd be the mecca of ratings. And that's what all of this is about. Now, here's the sickening CIA, quote, Bin Laden hunter. We just did an hour of radio documenting mainstream news that Al-Qaeda works for the CIA, attack the Serbs, attack the Russians. They're using them to attack our own troops in Iraq. Yes, U.S. government killing our troops with the Wahhabists and using them to attack Iran. White House admits it. Al-Qaeda is the sword of the New World Order. Here are these guys basically wishing for this. And I really should have pulled up the Pentagon clip of them saying it, too. And I should have pulled up. Did you guys ever Google, like I asked, a columnist says we need another 9/11 or 9/11 was good for America? Did you ever Google that? Google that during the video clip. You can find it. I want to show people this isn't just some one-time deal. They parrot this, just like the PNAC document, September 20th, 2000, written by Dick Cheney, Project for New American Century, says, minus a giant catalyzing event on the order of Pearl Harbor, we can't have our world government. And we need to use race-specific bioweapons to wipe out certain races. Zbigniew Brzezinski says that in the Grand Chessboard, 1997. Okay, let's go ahead and roll with this little clip of Lord Beck. Here it is.
You have seen this. Do you really honestly believe that we have come to a place to where those very senior people in the highest offices of the land, Congress and the White House, really will not do the right thing in the end, that they won't see the error of their ways?
No, sir, they will not. Not the only chance we have as a country right now is for Osama bin Laden to deploy and detonate a major weapon in the United States, because it's going to take a grassroots, bottom-up pressure, because these politicians prize their office, prize the praise of the media and the Europeans. Only it's an absurd situation again. Only Osama can execute an attack which will force Americans to demand that their government protect them effectively, consistently, and with as much violence as necessary.
Which is why I was thinking this weekend that would be if I were him, that would be the last thing I would do right now.
All right, that's Media Matters, breaking that down through fair use. Absolutely accurate on that subject. Now, I'm done with that subject. I said news blitz, we're going to move on. Just people ask, why would they stage terror attacks? There they are explaining it to you. As if Washington won't get up and do what it takes. They've already taken over a whole bunch of other countries and are behind all the terror. It's just total crap. Now, I have seen these different NASA videos, and if you take the satellite photos from 78 up till 2009, you see this particular one is the Antarctic. That's the southern. And it gets bigger in the winter and smaller in the fall. Bigger in the fall and winter, smaller in the spring and summer. Okay, explaining that. It gets bigger in the fall and winter, and then starts getting smaller in the spring and summer. And there you can see the ice pack. See, with the Antarctic, that's the southern pole. The Arctic's the north. Only the center area you see there in brown on your screen is rock. That's a landmass, mountainous regions. A lot of it unexplored. Okay, and then there's the ice. Now, what Al Gore and the media do is they go down there and they point video cameras off ships in the spring and summer, and they show you huge glaciers breaking off in the water, and they say, look, it's melting. Well, that's true, because it gets bigger in the fall and the winter, and it gets smaller in the spring into the summer. Right there on your screen is the depths of summer, the Arctic summer. When the Arctic is pointed more towards the sun. It's a different time of year than when we have here. And it's the same thing in the Arctic in the north. That is the Antarctic. I will assure you it exists. I will assure you it's on the bottom of the planet. And the same thing's happened in Mars. Mars has a summer and a winter. It has a hot time of the year and a cold time of the year. It's overall colder there than it is here. It's farther from the sun. And it has a smaller, southern cap and a larger northern cap. I'm going from memory. You can go look it up anywhere you'd like. It'll be an encyclopedia. But Martian ice caps, and it gets bigger in one part of the year and smaller in another. And it's the sun doing it. It's not your SUV, I will assure you. But it's very simple parlor trick scams that they use. They say, look, icebergs. It's the earth is warming. And people are only thinking here and now. And they go, my God, it is hot. It's all over. The earth's melting. It's going to flood us. But they've done the big mathematical equations. Did you know that ice actually displaces more space than liquefied water? When water hits 32 degrees, it displaces more space than water above 32 degrees. That's a fact. That's why you can have a glass heaping with ice sticking out of the top. When it melts, it'll be below the top because ice displaces. So actually, if all of the ice did completely melt and we have one of these big superheating cycles that have happened before, when oxygen and carbon dioxide goes way up and the whole Earth's a giant oasis, you would actually, many of the models show, you would actually have a lowering of sea levels. And then they lie and say, well, Texas used to be underwater. That was during a different geological system with tectonic activity because of the earth being hotter. It's beginning to cool somewhat. It's like the moon's completely dead. It has no volcanic activity. So anyways, if the ice melts, it displaces less area. And so the ocean drops. You got a big iceberg out there, and 90%+ of it's underwater. When it melts, it displaces less space, because what happens with water when it freezes is it displaces. This is a fact. That Google for them. We'll show them some university site. They'll pop up. Ice displaces more area than water. And we will, and it's when water's in a solid state. We will show people that. Ice displaces more area than water. We will show everyone this on screen, I assure you. And go ahead and click on it. It's physicslink.com. It explains. And it goes through that. So you can go to the physics website and read that for yourself. I assure you it's a fact. Now, but let's go back to that video. I want them to see it. This is year to year. Composite of satellite photos. Okay? In the summer, it gets small. In the fall and winter, it gets big. And then the springtime comes, and it gets smaller. And almost down to nothing. And the penguins go out and mate and everything and lay their eggs and have their babies. And then the winter comes, and It gets bigger. Pretty soon they'll say pinguinos can't swim. Now, you go to the north, pull up that story. Now mainstream news is having to expose the hoax that polar bears go out on the ice floes, they hunt seal and smaller whale and porpoise, and that they're the best swimmer. Like, let's just Google that. People don't believe it. Polar bear, best swimming land animal. Okay? Polar bears, best swimming land animal. And let's just put that in and we'll show everybody. Because they're lying to your kids. Polar bear facts, information, photos, National Geographic. Let's click on it. Maybe they'll lie and say they can't swim. I don't know. That's how they roll. But, and they show, I keep saying this because it's such a hoax. It illustrates how it's all a hoax. They show that, I've already said it, the point is polar bears are not dying, their numbers are going up. Okay, that's another important news item on that front. Gloomy U.S. consumers clip housing recovery implodes. That's one of the reports here that we've got. Some of the other news I need to go over is coming up with the Spidey coming on. I believe I'm learning these terms. Oh, there it is, polar bear profile. We found it. They are very strong swimmers, and their large foot paws, which they use to paddle, are slightly webbed. Some polar bears have been seen swimming hundreds of miles from land, though they probably cover most of that distance by floating on sheets of ice. Hunting. Oh, they can swim. Oh. But they're telling your kids right now, look at this polar bear. The babies are going to die. They can't swim, and all the ice is melting. And they'll only show a one-year composite of the warm season. Look how fast the ice is melting this year. We're dead. Yeah, take my rights. When we come back, we're inspecting your houses. They're coming like we told you.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Okay, farmers to rally in Fresno over water, and I saw the video from yesterday. More than 20,000. Homeland Security came out and was brandishing weapons at them. And people were like, what's Homeland Security doing out here? Well, because the feds have turned off all the water. There's plenty of water. There's a fish that's not even indigenous, some sucker fish, same thing in Klamath. So they won't let them have their water. But after they run them out of business, they will. It's just totally sick. So that's all the phony environmentalism. This story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. By Paul Joseph Watson today, bureaucrats will carry out mandatory home inspections under climate bill, the controversial climate bill that is set to be taken up by the Senate on Monday after its passage. And the House will legislate home inspections by government regulators who will demand to audit every aspect of your property under the threat of substantial and repeated fines if their visits are denied or their demands not satisfied. These are federal zoners. And Austin's already passed this new thing to get a home inspection. The climate legislation is written in a manner that automatically assumes that global warming is taking place and it is attributed to rising CO2 levels, though that's 4% of greenhouse gas on the planet, despite the fact that this is a highly contentious question and is being rejected by more and more scientists as time goes by. As Tony Pacheco writes in his excellent article today, the bill will audit every aspect of your home life. And it goes through the subsections of the bill. And it just says unlimited power. See, their gun bills now just say the attorney general can ban anything he wants. The bill says he's got. The bill says the feds rule all above and below ground water, total federalization of all land. We can take it, no warrants, come on it, fine you, fee you, make up any rules we want as we go along. Patriot Act, we can secretly arrest whoever we want. Enemy Commissions Act, Military Commissions Act, secret arrest of citizens. It's all just, we rule, shut up. The governor of Tennessee says don't have Army checkpoints surging people's cars on the highway. The Army said, we're doing it. We have weapons. We're ordered. I mean, it's all about the pimp game. They are just doing it. They are training us that we're slaves. Everything is to be federally checked. Your chimneys, your floor, the valves of the ceilings, home energy survey, crawl spaces, basement, your slab, checklist, air conditioners, just bureaucrats forcing their way. $2,000 a day fines. I told you, same thing in Austin. $2,000 a day. Just like, oh, you don't have the $20 tag on your $5 chicken that the big agribusiness is exempt from, meant to shut down small farms. We're going to take your property. No judge, no jury. Just huge. All the new jobs are converting into this, tattletales of the government, meant to go out and bankrupt you and then take it. And then they'll get rid of all the jobs in 10, 15 years of all these bureaucrats. They're just meant to squeeze out everything, bankrupt everybody. They'll whistle if you don't submit. SWAT team comes over the hill, and they're ready to kill. And I'm sorry, that's just how this works, folks. Just total Soviet Union slavery. And Kerry is saying, and he usually likes to brag about what he knows is already going to happen, they're going to pass the bill in the Senate. Counties and cities have already been internationalized. They already do a lot of these black ops here in Austin. Remote control thermostats that control your house, they turn your air conditioner up to 85, saying you can't have less. The U.S. Senate may pass legislation to slow climate change and then fail to approve a global treaty that commits nations to do so. So, see, only the U.S. has to do this in Europe. And then everything moves to China. More of the deadly nerve gas, carbon dioxide, it's actually what plants breathe, but it's now listed as a toxic weapon, some type of devilish evil. I mean, if I brought a little potted plant in here, it's what it breathes, but it doesn't matter. Because polar bears can't swim, according to the media. Don't worry, though. The feds love mandating all this stuff for states as they go bankrupt. More than 25 states are set to go bankrupt within the next 6 months. California's already going bankrupt. The 219 state parks are going to be handed over to the feds right now. Just total implosion of everything. It's just absolutely fabulous. Dow plunges 200-plus points today. Absolute insanity on that front. Gates approves creation of new cyber command, AP, total federalization. They say to carry out and conduct cyber warfare. And the cyber command, we've done articles, Kurt Nemo has, where the cyber command gives press conferences saying they're going to target U.S. bloggers. Oh, and then, I'm sorry, Murdoch CEO labels bloggers political extremists, says they should basically be banned. Bloggers don't go to jail for their work, but they should. Sounds like, you know, he's in Chi-Com land. Here it is. You starting to get the picture? These crooks can't have us exposing us, and they're coming after us hardcore. This is the battle. We got Spidey coming up concerning all the big national attention on their interview with us 2 days ago, and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy,
easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Get up, stand up. Well, they've had quite a few hit reality TV shows. I had no idea that everybody in my office knew who they were and that they really are some of the most famous reality TV stars out there with all sorts of music and clothes and all these other brands. And they're kind of the archetypal young, good-looking, yuppie couple. And they go by Spidey, I guess a combination of Spencer and Heidi. And we saw that they were Twittering and talking to Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana, who are getting thousands of Twitters and calls and emails and now hundreds of thousands of hits and views and 10, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, you know, 18, 20-year-olds going to Infowars.com. Huge buzz all over the Internet. And that's great because we want to reach the kids that are kind of locked into the Matrix with the red pill. And a great way to do it is having blue pill icons who've now taken the red pill on the show. So I'm glad that we reached out to them and found out they were big fans of the show, because that's what the Twitter account was saying, and got Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag on the show. And so they are here with us today. They've been on The Letterman, The View. They have Star of the Hills on MTV and other shows, The Princess of Malibu on Fox, a bunch of other programs, and they've got some other programs going on right now as well. But that is certainly exciting because, you know, this, I talk all day about trying to get to folks that are watching mainstream news, but that's kind of the upper strata of society being brainwashed by that niche of disinfo. Imagine those that don't even know, pull up Miss Teen South Carolina. Imagine if she, well, I guarantee you she knows who, she doesn't know anything about the United States, but she knows about Heidi Montag and, of course, Spencer Pratt, or also known as Spidey. So to have Spidey now getting into this and waking up, and I talked to him for an hour on the air a few days ago, as a lot of you know, really is a big breakthrough. And they've done their homework. They have a lot of courage in what they've done. USA Today is doing a big weekend cover story on this tomorrow. Us Magazine, Gawker, dozens. I mean, it was like six or seven yesterday. It's like 20 or 30 this morning. I had to quit clicking on them. There were too many to read them all. You Google their names or Alex Jones, you'll see it. And they have links on to Infowars.com and links to the radio interview and links to the Obama deception. Us Magazine, imagine all the new people that are Obamanoids, conned by the pimp game of Obama. Imagine how many of them are now finding out the truth. So, Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag, I really appreciate your courage. And you guys apologized when you were on for being selfish and worldly and all this, but we all are when we're young to some extent. I think you're starting to make up for that with your bold, exposing government-sponsored terror, the microchip beast system, the New World Order. What do you think of this new type of attention you're getting?
I think that they're going to try to make this new kind of attention as negative as possible to probably make us seem as crazy as possible, because anyone, it's sad we're in an American society right now where if you speak your mind, you're out there and you're radical and you're crazy, when that's what America was founded on, and that's our principle. That's our right. That's the beautiful thing about America, and it's just being destroyed.
Now, you guys were telling me during the break that you're not really talking to the media. You're ignoring your emails and your things like that, but we're getting a lot of media, USA Today and others, contacting us. I mean, have you guys heard anything about how big this story is getting with Spencer talking about 9/11 being an inside job, and you, Heidi, saying you'll take a microchip over your dead body?
We knew, like we talked to you the other day, we knew if we brought up any of these issues, you know, we were going to be labeled as crazy conspiracy theorists, and, you know, they've lost their minds, this and that. So we told our publicists and our agents and our managers, we said, don't even bother contacting us about any follow-up comments, because we know everyone's just trying to build their hit pieces, you know, all we want people to do is just, you know, always search for the truth. And sometimes the truth seems like the craziest thing, but my new favorite quote you said the other day, Mr. Jones, was the fiction that we're fed every day makes the truth, which is so much crazier, seem as crazy as it sounds.
Well, yeah, no, that's what it is. Well, it's what George Orwell said. In an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. The truth is things are crazy. It's coming out even mainstream news that the CIA is funding Taliban to go into Iraq and kill our soldiers as a pretext to keep the troops there. I mean, this is cold-blooded fact.
About an hour ago told me that we gave $1 billion to Hamas for security. Is that true?
Yes.
What is that about?
Well, Hamas was founded in 1973 by the West to help destabilize things as a pretext. Yeah, no, most of the terrorist groups are funded by Western governments.
That's just mind-boggling. It hurts my brain thinking about that.
And I stand by everything I said. It's still over my dead body when I get a microchip. And I've been asking people on the streets, like, would you get a microchip? And some people, it's just so sad, don't even think about it. They think, like, oh, yeah, well, it might help some people. It's just so disheartening to hear people not even question getting a chip put inside them. They don't understand what this means.
I mean, I asked, like, a good amount, like, probably 10 of my friends, very seriously. I was like, yo, right now, the government calls you up and says you got to come by the DMV and get chipped up. You're not going to have a passport or a driver's license or a credit card. You're going to have a chip. Would you go right now and get in the car and go do it? Every one of them said, yeah, why not? I'm not a criminal. And I said, yeah, but that's not the point. In America, you're innocent until proven guilty. We're not all going around guilty, all chipped up on this, big grid that,
Yeah, why is everything the government does secret, but then we're supposed to go, oh, I'll take a chip, I have nothing to hide. It's the, imagine what Hitler would have done with one of these chips. And they're trying to make the troops, the elderly, convicts, and now citizens take the chips, and Tommy Thompson's gone all over the country saying everybody should be made to take the chip. I've had police chiefs on saying that. And all these trendy clubs in the U.S., Canada, and Europe are making their members take chips. In fact, put that back up on screen for folks. I mean, this is happening. So you say you don't want to take a chip, and you're the weirdo.
It's insane. It's brainwashing, and it's so sad. And if anyone... I encourage everyone to read Revelations and read the Bible, because this was foretold thousands of years ago. This is when they say the mark of the beast. If you take that chip, then you are proving that it's an act of worship to something other than God. And that's Satan.
Absolutely. Well, look, I've been throwing questions out here. What do you guys want to talk about concerning all this attention coming out? I see it as a badge of honor that you guys aren't just getting attention for being young and good-looking or having TV shows. I mean, really, you're bringing millions of young people right now that are reading all these magazines to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and to the Obama deception. Folks are getting the DVD. Orders are way up just from you doing this. And the views are way up on the web at YouTube and Google. I want all the young people watching this later on the web or watching it live now, go to YouTube, go to Google, watch the Obama Deception free and high quality, and then go to the ObamaDeception.net, and it has a viewer's guide, a bibliography in the About section, so you can find out we're telling the truth. Your comments about the Obama Deception and anything else that's happening.
I mean, let's make it real clear to any of your new listeners that this isn't a radio show just out to get Obama, because tell the listeners about all your other DVDs that were against Bush and his policies that you're not... because I'm very worried that people think, oh, Heidi and Spencer, they were for McCain. They're just trying to, go after Obama. It has nothing to do with my views on Obama. It's all the facts and the evidence that the Obama deception lays out clearly that we're presented with. And then, we obviously want to search for more truth. And the bottom line is, I'm so thankful that all these media are doing hit pieces on us and labeling us conspiracy theorists and all this. You know why? Because it's so great for anybody that knows a Spidey to at least knows a Spidey cares about their country enough to investigate you know, to want to know what the bills are getting passed, to want to know what's going on in our country, on in our world, and not just, you know, what's going on in the hills and on MTV and, you know, in our world. Like, I think that, you know, we should all care more about our country, and I didn't before, and now, you know, I'm really, I think it's great timing going into the 4th of July to really start my new path with my wife, and I encourage every American to take this 4th of July and really rethink what it means to be an American.
Absolutely. By the way, it's all over the British tabloids and even mainstream British newspapers. I was just looking it up while you were speaking, and now there's hundreds of news articles about you guys at 9/11 Truth. I think this is blowing up bigger than when Charlie Sheen went public. What's going on here?
I mean, I just had nothing. I had no knowledge about the Building 7, and I think anybody that watches any of your DVDs and sees all the evidence and watches Building 7 go down flawlessly with no airplane, it's not some conspiracy theory. It's just, I want to know why this building was able to, you know, be detonated within, you know, was how many hours of after the plane crashes did this building just go down, Alex?
It was about 8 hours.
Yeah. How long does it take to set up charges in a building of that size? I'm sure longer than 8 hours.
3 weeks, conservatively.
Thank you. Thank you. So, I mean, unless they got the fastest charge setter uppers in the world all, you know, overtiming it, it's just, it makes me want to know more facts, and it makes me want to buy more books and watch more DVDs. Here's the funniest thing that happened to me yesterday. I get a call from a tabloid, and they're asking me questions. And then at the end, right when I won't, you know, put the tabloid on blast like that, but right at the end, he goes, "You should also watch the DVD Loose Change." And I'm like, "What's that?" And he goes, "I agree with what you're saying. It presents some other great evidence." And it just showed me, even this news person that had his job was to get my quote and to spin it negatively, probably. In his heart, he knew that, you know, he wants to know more truth. That he's even watched the DVD himself that made him feel passionate enough to tell me to go watch this DVD as he was getting off the line.
Man, that's a key point, and I want Heidi to comment on this as well. Whenever I've been on CNN or Fox, behind the scenes, the producers are like, "Oh, I liked your film. Oh, yeah, we all know it's true." Or we'll be at the National Press Club, and all the old reporters, they all know this stuff. You know, that's the thing, is that you guys are helping educate, you know, the people that are 20-something and younger. That's what's so exciting. And so I appreciate you taking one for the team. And I think in the end, you're going to come out smelling like a rose, but I appreciate your courage. What made you guys decide to have the courage to do this, Heidi?
Well, I've just been praying a lot and really been looking at this world and what's going on. And I was like, what? I know I'm here for a bigger purpose, God. Please just show me. And this purpose is for people to know the truth and to see the truth. And why not be questioning everything and what's going on and look at the facts and the evidence of our own country that is deciding our lives for us? Why not take a stand in what this country was founded on? And, you know, I think it's a very scary time where everyone's scared to speak out, where they're scared to talk, they're scared to be crucified. Being fearful is not the way we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live wanting to think and wanting to, you know, be the best that we can be and wanting to be free. We should want to be free Americans, and that goes in every part of our lives, thinking, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually. We should be able to be free in everything that we do.
Absolutely. Up on screen, I've got Actress Archives, all these other big sites, linking to the Obama deception. And I think it's important what you just said, Spencer, is that you're not bashing Obama. And you're right, my other films expose Bush. The whole point is it's a deception that he's new or he's changed. The whole point is the film exposes the left-right paradigm, but the media is trying to say you're just bashing Obama, when clearly if they would have just read the back cover of the Obama deception or even watched any of the film, which is online for free, that they would have known this is about the fact that we're not even attacking Obama. We're just saying meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Well, they're also just trying to pin us against Obama because they're also trying to introduce that Fairness Act where you can't even say anything negative about Obama or about anyone. So they're probably trying to corner us in that way. But it's nothing to do with Obama. It's an organization, and it's about the world and all the people that are involved. with this organization.
Well, they've got the Hannah Montana, the character. In character, she pushes it on her shows now. The cyberbullying that says ban basically all free speech. If somebody says it hurts their feelings, it's banned, when that's the most protected type of speech. I want to know why the left, in the control paradigm, always bashes McCarthy. But why their persecution and their hate crime law that would restrict free speech? I mean, how do they... are they thinking people are dumb and aren't going to actually read the subsection of the bill?
Well, I mean, that's the problem. We are dumb, and I'm right there. I would be that person that didn't read the bill. Like, we're still caught up with things in our lives that have no purpose, and what our score is on this video game, or, you know, what day this movie's coming out, or, you know, we're so distracted, you know, that it's not about just even being dumb. It's just about not even realizing how not aware you are of what's going on around you until it's too late. Heidi and I were there. You know, we were so concerned about materialistic things and about the new outfit we need to get and the new designer shoe that comes out and Heidi's high heels and this. It's like you find all these materialistic things that really have no purpose in one's life, but, you know, making you feel insecure if you don't have it, you know. So, I mean, I understand, because I was one of these people that was just lost, and, you know, I pay my taxes. I have no idea where any of that money goes to. I never cared. I never paid attention. I just said, oh, my taxes are paid. I wonder what they do with that money. I mean, now
so what's
when
happening
I pay taxes,
So what's happening, as you're saying, is you're waking up to the wider, bigger world. You're getting outside the box. Heidi, your comments on your awakening. Is your awakening accelerating? Are you awakening to new things every day, or is this happening in plateaus?
I think, you know, it's just a big awakening that we had, and, you know, I'm thankful to it, because I feel alive again, and I feel like I just came out of a shell that I've kind of been hidden in, and I see all that matters to me is eternal life and not even necessarily this life. So I don't want to be caught up in all these things, especially when they're hurting people all over the world that we're not involved. We're letting people be killed. We're letting people be starving. We're letting genocide happen. We're letting abortions happen all over the world. And we're funding it. And that's what's so sad, is that they've trained us that we are using our own money for evil that we don't even know we're doing.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, you guys, for young people out there, to warn them about birth control, to warn them about eugenics, you can save a lot of lives speaking out against abortion. And I know they're going to probably go after your career now in a big way, so I think it's important for people to support you. You know, this awakening is kind of like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, being knocked off his horse and then all the good things he did. And for the few people that have sent me emails criticizing you guys, saying, well, look at their past, or they're not perfect, that doesn't matter. None of us are perfect. The issue is that you grow and you awaken. We'll do one final segment here at the end of the show with Spidey. Just very interesting to have Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag on the show with us. Stars of the Hills and other national TV programs. Infowars.com is my website.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Heidi Montag, Spencer Pratt, known as Spidey, all over the cover of tabloids every week. I recognize them when I saw her. I've seen them in the grocery store. And now they're talking about the New World Order and 9/11 being an inside job. What a blessing as we fight the vampires who feed on our souls. Get us focused too much on Madison Avenue. And it's all about a balance. Okay, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. And you were just ranting key points, Spencer and Heidi, during the break. So you guys got the floor. What is it about Obama that upsets you? What is it upsets you about this whole world system?
What upsets me so much is just, you know, that we got this trillion dollar, you know, stimulus plan that's just, you know, where is all this money going? I want to see it. You know, now Obama's got his czars. Basically, he's running the automotive industry, or at least, you know, the government is.
Yeah, he's seizing whatever he wants, yeah.
So, not only that, we have the Fed, which until a week ago, I didn't even realize was as federal as Federal Express. So, we have the former Fed, what is he, the president of Fed is now the Treasury, head of the Treasury, what is that, right?
Yeah, and they're saying they're above the law and can't be audited. Are you supporting 1207 to audit the Fed?
110% Spidey is supporting
Spidey.
Audit the Fed.
What about you, Heidi? That side of Spidey supports it.
I think definitely, and I think everybody needs to get out there and start being active in your government and start being active in voting and inform yourself, because you're only hurting yourself if you don't know what's going on in your families. And we need to secure a future for America and a future for what we're up against and what we need to fight for. And we need to stop living in fear and start really going back to the principles of what this country was founded on, and the Bible. That's what this country was founded on, too.
Absolutely.
It's just shocking to me. I mean, anybody that thinks this sounds crazy, just think about the state of our economy right now. There's 650,000 people losing their jobs a month. Like, this is, I want to throw up when I hear that. Like, that is not America. This is the land of dreams. This is, I mean, it's so...
Well, for the United States to survive, the New World Order must fall. So let's say it together. Death to the New World Order! Death to the New World Order! Come on!
Death to the New World Order! Death
awesome.
To the New World Order!
That's awesome. Instead of...
No
instead
king.
Of
there's no king but King Jesus.
Absolutely. You can't beat this. Imagine, you guys are the big tabloid kings, and here you are saying death the New World Order, abolish the private Fed, the Federal Reserve's not your God, you're not taking a microchip, 9/11's an inside job. Yeah! Let's get the young people talking about that. Let's take America and the world back. Say it with me. Let's take it back from the New World Order.
Let's take it back.
From
the New World Order.
We want our country back.
Jesus will reign.
I want all these bankers to know you can have all your pretty little banks, but you cannot have our country and our spirit.
Never have our souls. That's for God only.
All right. Well, you guys are definitely for real, and you're really doing a great job. And it was just great having you back on. And we'll have you pop back in if you can do it next week when we see the aftermath of what's turning into a media frenzy as newspapers all over the world report about you guys talking about birth control being bad for you, the New World Order, government-sponsored terror, the Obama deception, everything. I commend you. Any closing comments here at the end?
I just hope everybody that's listening goes and watches the Obama deception, whether on DVD, on YouTube. Go research everything we're talking about. Have your own opinion from facts. Don't just go off of what Spidey or Alex Jones is saying. Go look at the research. Go look at the statistics.
Heidi?
And God bless you. Jesus bless you. Happy 4th of July. Let's fight for our freedom.
All right, you guys are great. Have a great weekend. I'll say bye to you here at the end of the show, and we'll have you pop back in next week in the aftermath of all this. And more people who are prominent are stepping up as well. Feel free to contact us, other celebrities. We'd love to have you on here to fight the New World Order. That's it for this transmission. Back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Good job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.